Everybody loves Dynamite.
Me.
Love you need to wipe your mouth.
Me.
You need to wipe your mouth. Tonight on Newsnight with Aaron Brown, the importance of napkins. Is your napkin vigorous, Mike?
It's vigorous where you live.
Tonight on Newsnight.
Oh, don't make me cough in the beginning of the
Buzz
show.
Buzz Boy Bank.
Jeez.
Buzz, what's your deal? Tonight on Newsnight with Aaron Brown.
He's not vigorous. Where you live.
We're here with Mike O'Mara.
Who's your agent?
Mike.
Yeah.
Question.
Go. Shoot.
Why the vinegar smell?
Low fat, Don.
Tonight on Aaron Brown Newsnight, low fat.
Mm-hmm. We go to Newman's Own. Newman's Own low fat balsamic vinaigrette.
Ah.
Only 3 grams of fat per serving.
Smells like ghost breath.
Shake well.
Maybe you didn't shake.
I don't do this.
You didn't.
I didn't do this.
You didn't do this.
Mike,
but I'll do it now.
Do you stay away from the greasy?
You're stimulating.
I'm trying to.
You're stimulating yourself. You're burping.
I might have tipped my hand that, yes, it's a McDonald's grilled chicken Caesar that I had with Newman's Own balsamic vinaigrette.
What happens if the reindeer get sick?
Quick!
Tonight.
Quick. You take the antibiotics?
On Newsnight with Aaron Brown.
Hi, it's Lay King.
What's the deal with that guy at the beginning of the Dynamite show?
Let's have the Larry King Cardiac Foundation thing.
Do you ever get hung up on salad dressing?
You get tonight, hung on painkillers?
On Newsnight. What's the deal with that music? That music.
All right, I'm not doing a character voice.
Oh,
that's serious.
Don't worry.
I got to pay attention to this part of the show.
Here we go.
Right. You tip your hand. Something bad.
Mike.
Something bad's going to happen.
I know that you hate the groaners, but have you ever wondered why I continue with them every day?
No.
Every damn day?
I wonder.
You never wonder, Mike?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Groaners. But why?
Good.
Well, because until now, I craved approval. Approval from you.
From me?
Approval from everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but sure. The one person that couldn't seem to approve of me was me.
Uh-huh.
So it's clear to me now that I've been living a lie.
Living a lie?
Wow.
Which is why I so must deep. Now admit...
Turn this down for a second.
I am gay.
Wow. Yep.
Billy Big Boy.
Gay,
you're gay.
Gay. There. Aesthetic.
Yes.
Homosexual.
Fag.
A pansy. A fairy. An ass baron. A face. Wishy lover of all things testosteronic. Aha. I feel so free.
Wow.
So alive.
Wow.
And Michael?
What?
I'm sorry about all the weird sexual tension we've had.
Yeah.
So let's be friends, okay?
Right.
Friends. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Friends.
Yeah.
Close, intimate friendship.
Well, come on now.
By the way.
What?
You were magnificent in the parade with Tucker. Double yummy.
No, you were there.
Now, as a sign of our mutual respect.
Yeah.
Shall we say, hey now in unison?
Yeah, let's do it.
Marvelous.
Okay.
On my count.
I'll do it.
Three, two, one.
Hey now.
Oh,
wow. That's real nice.
Well, that was a pleasant surprise.
There you go, working.
Incredible.
Working with gays.
That's incredible.
It's all right, though.
Everybody.
It's just fine.
Well, then, fine. Who knew? Oh, that's what Regis says. Ah, it's your partner? Oh, okay, fine.
Well, then, fine.
Homosexuality. Tonight, Newsnight with Aaron Brown.
Yeah, Aaron's coming out of the closet.
You ever get hung up on a buttock? You ever?
Take antibiotics.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, John Kerry.
Hi there.
Hi, Jerry Lewis.
Hello.
Hi there. Nice to Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Dominic.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
You know, sometimes it's just good for your little brains to hear this tape right here.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Hello. It's Bob Barker, and now...
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Get returned.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. Meditate. And his soul torn apart. No discretion advised.
How have you been?
How have you been? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Peanut. All the ships at sea.
And Brown tonight, Newsnight.
Chef Boyardee. They both smell like F and A. Mm-hmm. Dr. Animo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Okay, hi everybody. Let's get retarded.
Hello.
It's fun. It's
a lot of fun.
Hello. Okay, I heard you Don and Mike show. New episode on this Tuesday. 0315 05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
I am retarded.
I predict that song will be a hit.
Phone call. No. Just announcing the lines are open.
Ah. A new use for the chime.
Yes. Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
Because you got me.
877-365-3636. That's the phone number.
And you were looking back at me in that tone of voice and said, yeah, I got you, smart guy. Look what I can do. I got all the buttons. You don't know what I'm hitting. All the buttons.
From America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067.
You're right.
What?
Beware the Ides of March.
And D.C. on WJFK FM. You can call us at 202-432-1067.
Now I'm watching you more carefully than I ever do.
Yeah. Watch. Watch the magic happen, Mike. The magic of radio. Now, what are you looking at? You looking at my hands?
Yeah. Hands. I'm watching every move you make.
Hand behind my back.
Phone call?
No. How can we answer phones? My hands are behind my back.
Well, because you hit that tone. You might have already hit the button. There should be a phone call on the air
it's
now.
It's all sleight of hand.
There's not a phone call on the air now, I promise.
Why'd you hit that button then? Again.
You mean?
For the second.
That one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. People
get
really mad now.
I've got email. My email keeps coming in.
And people in their offices think they have email now.
Yes, I know they do.
They need to check it anyway. Phone call.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Did you ever notice since the big voice came out of the closet that it kind of sounds like Mike's finger gas?
I don't think there's a connection there. I believe that the finger guy may, in fact, be an African-American, and I don't believe Billy Big Voice is an African-American.
Hold on, where's
I think
there
are two
Cole
guys now.
You think there are two guys?
Two guys a little crazy.
You think there are two finger guys as well as Billy Big Voice?
No, I think one finger guy and Billy Big Voice, that makes two admirers.
What about this guy, Mike?
You, Speedwack, I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head, ass.
That I know the story of, so I will not comment on
That's
that.
That's beautiful, Colette. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Have you seen Bruce's mother in the movie House of Sand and Fog?
She won. She got nominated for that, right?
Yeah, Bruce is in that with her.
That is the...
Wait, Bruce is her son in that, too?
Trailer. A movie is the story of her underpants.
House of Sand and Fog.
House of Sand and Fog in cinemas.
Yeah, no Baruses last night.
No, what's up with that?
No Inez's, no Barus, and no Mom.
I almost called you because I didn't think of Mrs. Barus until they showed previews of next week. And then I became aware that you had said that you were waiting for your Mrs. Barus fix, and I was going to call
all
you.
All night I was waiting.
But we had the new...
Why, Donnie, did you keep me out of the episode?
We had the new guys, though. Mujibur and Sirajul, who had the gun store.
Oh, that's right.
And listen, thank you for reminding me of that, Buzz. I understand the problems you got when you're on a show like 24, mm-hmm. where all of your terrorists are Arabs.
Right.
Okay, or from wherever, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Everybody's the guy that did 9/11, okay? All the terrorists.
Yeah.
In the world of 24.
Right.
And they've been getting some heat for it.
Sure.
So last night, what I thought was a very awful way of just kind of elbowing this into the script, Jack Bauer gets trapped at this sporting goods store, mm-hmm. and they're these two, for lack of a better, two towelheads, mm-hmm. and they say, he says to them, go, leave now. And they say, No, we want to stay and fight. Yeah. We want to fight the terrorists. We want to show that we are. And it was just...
Did they have an accent last night on the show?
Yes, yes, they did.
Did they have an accent?
Yes, they did, Mike, yeah.
Just a little.
They did. I'm not... Yeah, I mean,
because I didn't think they did. I didn't think they had it.
You thought they were like Weaver Cleaver's friends?
No,
like,
no.
Gosh,
no.
Mr. Bauer.
No.
No, but they did. And they were showing... The sensitive, it was a whole PC thing.
And the terrorist, was the guy that looked like he walked out of, the basic middle America.
Right.
That's
right.
A lesson for us all.
Yeah, see, and that's what I don't want on 24.
You have to suspend disbelief.
But if I want a lesson, I'll get it on a sitcom when they have a very special episode of a sitcom.
Also, the major terrorist now that they're setting us up for is another guy that, doesn't look Middle Eastern at all. He's got red hair. He's like a Reddit. He looks like Opie.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that's putting on the uniform.
Oh, the guy that's putting on the Army uniform.
Scary.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but last night, I guess you got the call.
Yes.
Yeah, you got the call.
Yeah.
Frida was out with a friend last night. So there I was, drinking alone. Drinking.
You weren't alone.
Drinking alone, watching my favorite show. And those two were in the store with Jack Bauer. After what has happened today, we want to show that we feel good about America. We hate terrorists. I call Rubba. I go, hey, this is BS.
Yeah.
I might be a little bombed, but this is just BS.
Yeah, but it was touching.
Yeah, real touching, Buzz.
You know what struck me last night? You would have wanted to have the Sporting Goods store owner look like Alan Melville.
No. Although he's always...
Hey, welcome, Jack Bauer. Let's blow the...
He's always great. It just seemed to me that they were...
Trying too hard?
Yeah, they were inserted into the script to show... I'm not being facetious about this.
I'm not saying you're being... What's the matter? What are you being defensive for?
You're laughing at me like I've got one of my theories that you don't really believe in. This is a theory that I believe in.
I think they're very careful on 24. You look at the terrorists on 24.
Right.
They're very careful not to have hyper Middle Eastern looking terrorists.
Yeah,
I mean, Baruz's father was not... not the typical of what, like, say, the pictures we saw.
I could spot him, though, Mike.
Would it save itself? Would you still like the show if in about two episodes these guys turned out to be evil?
Yeah, but they're already off the hook. They were written in 1 week to be written out the next week.
Yeah.
Moonface is evil. That's who's evil.
Hey, you know what?
Look, I have a theory about
stop
that.
Screwing up.
Moonface pie girl, moonface girl pie, whatever it is we used to call her.
That's what we call her.
You know, Tony Almeida's wife.
Right.
She's lost some weight, and her hair looks different.
Yeah, she looks better, but she is just coming in and screwing up right and left.
Mooney. Here's what struck me last night is that the ex-wife comes in. Suddenly, Tony, who was a 6, now he's a 3.
Yeah.
As soon as just think about the
what
tie
does that in. Tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's symbolic.
Absolutely. Bust him down.
Was a 6.
I did like
now
it,
he's
though.
A 3.
I liked it when the girl that had
that's
been tortured.
That's his security code. That's not like his rating as a lover.
That's a measurement of a man, if you ask me.
I liked it when the lady that got tortured and unjustly came back and tried to,
get her pay raise and everything.
She picks up the phone and goes, security. Yeah,
you're out of here.
Major D.
Yeah, you're...
Phone call.
Jennifer, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I love you, and I love the show, 24, and my favorite part of Tuesday afternoon is listening to your recap, and I was just going to say, I thought it was just great when that girl got fired last night. Yeah, the right.
I was happy about that.
Serves her right.
Just because she was bitchy about it. She was, early on, when they arrested her in the wrong place, I felt sorry for her, and I thought it was kind of cool, because I didn't like the other head of CTU, but last night, in 5 seconds, I changed on her, I'm like, Yeah, call security. Get her out of
there. She's a little bitter about the meeting.
I thought it was great. I laughed. I loved it.
I think she might be back.
Yeah.
I think she might be back in a bad way. Because remember, it was just 2 hours ago, if you're going on 24 time.
Right.
She was strapped to a chair with a cattle prod to her friggin' neck.
Yeah. 24, they've done it in the newspaper before, where they've listed, what happens during the course of one day on 24. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting funny. Is we have a phone call?
Hello. Yeah, Julie. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Julie.
And here we go. Julie.
Yes. Hi, Don and Mike.
Do you love me? Julie.
Do you care?
Aaron Brooks. Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me? Newsnight tonight.
Julie, Julie, will you still be there?
Hello, hello, Julie.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, what can we do for you?
I was wondering if you saw Leah Remini last night on Access Hollywood with Billy Bush. She was she was frightening.
Huh?
She kept saying to him, I'm going to bite you. I'm going to bite you. And she was, like, getting all up in his face. And he had this look of terror on
him. She probably wanted to eat him. And I don't mean that in the sweet, sensual way.
No.
I mean that, like, in the, Donner Pass way.
Well, I think if Kirstie Alley's show becomes a big hit, mm-hmm. you can look for the star of the next spinoff.
Fatter actress. With the lovely Lisa Remedy. Listen, also about TV. Yesterday we had the guy from The Commish on.
Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis.
Right.
We tried to call my Earth Dog brother.
Right.
So he wasn't there. We left him a message.
Chiklis did.
Leaving the show last night, I get on the phone. It's my brother. Oh. He says, did you call? I say, did you get the message? What message?
Yeah.
I said, it's a message from the commish, from the guy on The Shield. He said, that is my favorite show of all time.
Great timing.
Of all time. So now, hold on, let me see if he's going to be there.
Was he going to make an effort to retrieve the message? I mean, we obviously left it.
Well, he says he didn't get it. He just saw that there was a call missed.
Oh, well, he may have heard
but
it
I've
by
got,
now.
But I've got the message. We can play it for him.
Good. Glad someone has it on tape.
Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey, you're there.
Hey.
Now, here he is, everybody, live from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
My real-life brother, Jim. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Now, where were you yesterday when we tried to call you and we had the guy from The Shield on the phone?
Probably doing errands.
Yeah. What errands?
Why?
What errands? Mike, he could do that. He could do that at home. I don't think he was doing that out driving around. What errands were you running, Jimmy?
I had to go to the post office.
No. I see, Mike. He wasn't smoking weed.
Like that.
Picking up a package at the post office, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What else?
I had to go pick up some prescriptions.
Yeah.
Went and got gas.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Went and got a carton of cigarettes. pack of zigzags.
See,
there you go.
Okay, Mike.
Very good.
Mike,
I just had a feeling the way he was talking about it. You know why I did that? Because he hesitated at first. What were you doing running here? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm happy, though. I get to go back to work tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
All right. Don't fail that test.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. No. Anyway, here's the tape of Michael Chiklis yesterday. This is the message that he tried to leave for you. And you didn't get that on your cell, the message, Jimmy?
No.
You never retrieved it?
Nope, never got it. I listened to my messages yesterday about an hour before you called me, and there was no messages.
Oh, that stinks. Well, let's hear it now as if it was the first time.
Yeah.
Let's see if you like the message. Here it is. If you don't, let me just try this real fast.
I'm calling your brother?
Yeah,
your brother is going to be thrilled, you know.
Well,
you gonna call you bro?
Yeah, I'm gonna put him on the spot if you don't mind, and I'll say I guarantee if I say what's your favorite show on. In the world, well, he's an idiot. He could answer.
He lets you down on stuff like that.
Yeah, but I know he loves The Shield.
Jimmy's talking during this.
What, Jimmy? Jimmy?
What?
Are you talking during this tape?
No.
Yeah, I heard him in the background. He was saying something.
I thought I heard him as well.
This is a tape, so you're going to hear Don's voice.
And Mike's voice, as we talk about you from yesterday. Jimmy?
What?
Yeah.
You didn't want me to talk.
Now he's quiet.
Okay, don't talk. Just listen.
Right.
It's about 1 minute long. Here we go.
Name's Jimmy. Michael, he's Jimmy's from Wisconsin. He drives a cement truck.
He's not as suave and deboner as we are. He's more real. Jimmy, you just talked.
No, I didn't. I'm breathing.
It sure did sound like you said.
Yeah.
Sure did sound like you said something there, dude.
Yeah. Errands make Jim sleepy.
Hold up, what is this? Don screwed up, Jimmy's tape deleted.
What the hell is this?
That's not possible.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Don.
Yes, how did I screw up?
Yesterday, if you go back and check your tape when you were leaving that message, it asked you if you wanted to leave a message and you hung up on it after Chiklis had already left his little voicemail.
What? Come again, little brain?
Yesterday.
I know that's what your mom said, but really try it again. Come again, little brain.
After Chiklis left the message, the recorder asked if you wanted to leave a message, and you hung up on it. So I don't know that the message actually reported.
Doesn't it just leave a message automatically?
We got Jimmy's voicemail, and it said leave a message.
He began at the beep.
Then I pressed the button that gives you options, as if you want to leave it with urgency and everything else, and just bailed after that.
When you were bailing, it said press a certain number. I think it was 3 to leave a message. And you hung up at that point.
So you mean the message that was originally being left on my brother's phone was not being left on my brother's phone?
Right. So if you've got it on tape, then you've got it, but he wouldn't have it.
Hold on a second. How could it be that we call his cell phone and it says, hey, I'm Jim, I'm not here, beep. Leave a message, and then there's a beep?
Right.
Well, U.S. Cellular has that lady beep in and say, yeah, leave a message, press 1 or...
Hold on.
You mean at the end of the message you got to press a button?
Yeah, or you can just wait, I think.
Hold on, who are we talking to?
Leaving a message or leaving a numeric number.
Okay, that was Jimmy, yeah. As opposed to the other guy from California who's trying to call me a dummy, his name Jim as well.
But with all messages, I mean, don't you know, you either wait for the beep or you can hit a number and leave a message. Mm-hmm. And then after the message is over, you can just
hang up the phone. Yeah. You don't have to hit a button.
Hey, nowadays voicemail is complicated for us.
Well, no, not mine.
No, listen, little brain, I'm positive about this. You can call anybody's cell phone.
Well, we'll have it on tape.
Wait, is U.S. Cellular...
You got it on your tape, but Jimmy doesn't have it.
No, I'm saying... We will have on tape whether you're right or wrong.
Hold on, let me get to the end of this tape.
Yeah.
Okay. It's at the end.
Oh, okay. And how come you didn't call yesterday to tell me this then?
Hey, I'm working. I'm busy.
I swear to God. You know what, you little brains? Someday I'm going to go out. Someday I'm going to buy a gun. No, I'm going to borrow a gun from my brother.
That's right.
And I'm going to drive around the country to all you little brains that just sit around and like crawling up my underpants trying to bite me on the butt. I'm going to shoot you all right between the eyes.
Shoot you.
I swear to God.
We're glowing. And then you're going to have a bacon on a biscuit and let's ride.
Good publicity stuff.
Burning daylight.
Dang. Damn. I hate being critiqued by morons. I swear to God I do.
Not
you
good.
People are so
hey,
stupid. At least I'm smarter than you.
I'm here for you, Don. I'm not critiquing you.
Oh, yeah. You're my man. Yeah.
Grab some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Listen, here's the thing, dude. Even if I did screw that up, you know, don't embarrass me like in front of everybody. You know,
I'm just trying to help, Don.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a good day.
No, hold on a second. If you're right,
okay.
Give me a prize. Hold on a second.
No, you won't.
Now. Oh, excuse me. Might. Yeah, there's another phone call.
Huh.
Hold right. on a second. Here's Chuck. Chuck.
Yeah, what you did was, at the end of the message, it said, would you like to leave another message and delete the message now, and you hit something.
Oh.
And then
I'm sorry, something ain't gonna, you know, you don't qualify as a critiquer if you're just saying something.
I know I never do. I'm from Sacramento.
Of course.
Hello, Roger. Don and Mike.
Right now, they're getting all moist out in Sacramento with this discussion.
Roger.
Yes.
What?
Hey, that's Michael Chiklis talking on the tape, not Jimmy. Jimmy's being quiet.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
it is.
Jim, yesterday he was saying, what's his name? What's his name?
Well, wait a minute. Maybe,
so confusing.
You know what? Okay, now you've embarrassed me. Ass. Now I know how Don feels.
Hello, Jim.
Yes.
Yes. What?
Hey, this is another Jim calling in. The last Jim that called in and was trying to bust your balls over the phone call.
Yeah.
And trying to say that you had to press a number to leave a message.
Yes, yes.
He was crazy. He's just all that call said was.
Shut up. God.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Now, you know what I did in all that? I hung up on my brother.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's all right. He has U.S. cellular.
What's that?
Exactly. That's the source of our problem, I think.
It's the press a button cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't get that. That.
I always think you leave a message.
Beep, talk, hang up.
The only option to push is
not hang up, so don't accuse me of screwing this up.
No, he said he hung up on me.
You can't run the phone line there.
Let everybody back
all
the frick
off. All I got to do is flip open and my phone's on.
You know, I got 3 days until my next acupuncture. That's all I want to do is make it through the next 3 days, all right. And then I'll be fine as wine. Now, let's listen to Michael Chiklis, your favorite TV star.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Gotcha. Here we go.
I won't.
Maybe you could leave him a message. Listen.
Sure, what's his name?
Jim Source.
Jim, it is Jim.
Hey, it's Jimmy. Call me back or I'll try and call you back.
Got his machine.
Hey, Jimmy.
Listen, it's Chicky. What's going on, man? What are you doing tonight? Are you hanging out? Are you going to go and have a few beers? What's going on? I don't know. I know what you're doing tomorrow night. You're going to be sitting down watching The Shield at 10 o'clock Tuesday night on FX. Right, Jimmy? Come on, Jimmy.
All right, thank you, dude. Hold on. This is going to be great.
To enter a telephone number where you can be reached,
no,
press 1.
No, he'd love that.
A voice message, press 1.
That's too. Listen, thank you. That's too great. Cool.
To leave a voice message, cool, press 2, and it sounded like. Now I remember that tone. We can pick up the phone right now and match that sound and see if you hit 2.
Well, hold on a second. Pick up what phone?
And it said to leave a voice message, hit 2, and I heard a tone. You hit a tone, and by matching the tones, we will know once and for all whether you hit the right key.
Okay, Jimmy?
What?
Hold on. That's 2.
That is 2, and I think that's the one we heard.
It hit 7. Okay, yeah, no, 2.
I think he hit 2. Yeah. If we go back and listen to that at the end, it matches. And that, no, but it's important.
I understand.
It's important.
I understand what you're doing. You,
it's petty, but it's important.
You're helping me. I appreciate it.
Play the tape back and hear the tone.
Okay. Okay. That's 2. Back it up again.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's 2.
Not quite the same note.
That's 7.
What's 2?
7.
What's what? Try 1.
1. 2.
All right, here's your register.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They sound all sound the same to me.
Yeah, okay.
7, 8, yeah. 9, right. Pound, 0,
star, or backwards.
Star or 9, I think.
It sounds like 6 to me. Excuse you. Sorry. Excuse you.
I think it's either pound or 9.
Whatever. Jimmy, did you like the message?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was cool.
Good. Okay.
That was Chicky. He gave you his nickname, which is Chicky.
Yep.
Can we?
Yeah, I'll be watching him tonight.
Can we get Jimmy a copy somehow so he'll have this forever and ever?
Yes. Would you like that for your own cell phone so you could put that on your phone and then press 1 or press 2 or press whatever number it is and actually have that on your cell?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you got it.
The tape, incidentally, would doctor the tone a little bit. The tone would not be absolutely precise.
Well, you could doctor the tapes. Yeah. Let's listen one more time.
Right.
But first, remember, here's 2. Here's 7.
Okay. Can I hear 6? Here, let me hear 2 again. And 6. Okay.
Yeah. 2-6, 2-6, 2-6, 2-6.
Now let's hear the tape.
Yeah.
2-7, 2-7, 2-7. 2-6, 2-6, 2-6, 2-6.
Now the tape.
I don't recognize it.
You don't recognize it?
It doesn't sound like any of the numbers you hit.
What about this?
I recognize that.
What about that?
I think it's either 9 or pound.
All right, Rob thinks
9 or pound, 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 9 or pound.
You said 9.
That's pound.
What?
I think it's pound.
See, the phone grid is set up. The notes get higher on all three rows, so
as the
high
hits
note,
get smaller.
The big the numbers get bigger.
6, 7, 8, 9, star, dude. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, hold on a second. Let me see how good you are at this.
Okay, well, I can only guess.
Well, tell me if I'm going forwards or backwards.
Okay.
Okay?
That's declining. That's probably, is that 6, 5, 4?
Okay, now, that was pound, 0, star, but yes, it was declining.
Declining, going from right to left across your radio dial.
Okay.
Or phone.
That's
also the same thing.
That's also declining.
Oh, just add a row.
Okay.
What about this one?
You went down.
Me, you went up.
Uh-huh. I went up, then I went down.
Ah. Uh-huh. 7.
No discernible pattern.
Winner.
Do you want to see if the pound sign matches? Because I think it was pound sign.
I don't want to waste any more time.
This game was easier with rotary phones.
Hold on. There's a guy who says he knows telephone tones, and his name is Igor.
Of course.
Of course. Of course, it's Igor.
Hello.
Hi, Igor.
Hey, fellas, the note on the tape is a G, and you guys hit a 3 and a 9, which was a G, which is the same number.
3 and a 9.
Yep.
Okay. So
Okay. That's a
well,
G.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Igor.
Thank you, Igor.
My pleasure. Yes.
Very
yes,
much for calling. I certainly hope you have a chance to call us again sometime.
Yes, Master. Yes.
Yeah, right. Get out
it's
of here.
Igor. Segment brought to you by U.S. Cellular.
Don't call. Mike. Hello.
We have it in your time.
Jason.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hi.
You know the beep that happens after he says, please leave a message after the beep, and you get that beep noise? You hear that at the end when he says, push the button,
no.
You hear that noise again.
No idea. Thank you. Enough with that.
No, yeah.
Listen, JPS, you happy with it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. what do you got planned for today, Jimmy?
Just hanging out, getting my work stuff ready for tomorrow.
Right. You got some more errands?
No.
Maybe
I got all of my errands taken care of yesterday.
No got the errands? Zigzags?
And how's your dispute with your neighbor going about the driveway?
Oh, man, that's just crazy.
Okay, well, what's happening?
I was wrong. Oh, man.
Embarrassing. I didn't know he had a dispute about the neighbors.
Next door to us, we have a
bringing
church.
Bringing it out of him. He lives next door to a church now. My brother lives next door to a church. That's
well,
funny.
You know, it's not good to have disputes with people at Wisconsin churches lately. No.
Oh, this guy's just a holy roller.
Yeah, boom, boom, out go the lights.
Well, he's a jag.
That always gets me when, and of course that was, they're all awful. When something like that happens, the crazy guy with the gun goes into the church.
Right.
But I got to admit, there's a part of me that even like when a tornado hits, like a church, everybody's in the church and stuff. Just those poor heifers.
God is not pleased.
What do they think?
Mm-hmm.
What must they be thinking? They're in church,
right?
And some guy with a gun comes and shoots them, or a tornado comes. I mean, in my God, we're talking about God at approximately the same time as we did yesterday.
Well,
but I don't care.
Time.
But every day at 3:30.
Yeah.
But I would think at that time you would have a license to be pissed. But by the time you got upstairs, you know, and you're there with holes in you,
well,
and you say,
might,
hey, listen,
it actually might be a very fast ticket.
Yeah.
If you're killed while you're in the house of God, you go right up there. You know, no matter what you
could
did.
Be a smiting.
Could be cool. Could be like our Megadon.
Might be. What do you think, Jimmy?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, well, good talking to you. Do you have any words of wisdom for us?
Don't fight with the preacher.
Don't fight with the preacher.
Good
advice.
All right, Papa, don't preach. All right, I love you, you big retard. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'm dumb.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, damn dummy.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Much like your sibling rivalry, you got to get that last one in there.
Got to.
Phone call.
He is an dumb. He's the dumbiest. Hello, Dynamite.
He was fighting with a preacher.
Don Mike, Radio Gods.
It's something to do. He was telling me about it over the weekend. Something about he's got some shrubbery that goes over the entrance to the church, and there's the issue of beer cans.
Good versus evil.
I think he described like a blow up kiddie pool in the backyard that I guess is full of beer cans. I don't know, something.
His yard.
Something with the cans getting
about
tossed.
The churchyard, right?
Yeah, in his yard, but the cans somehow work their way over into the church.
That's chock full.
In the driveway, there's all kinds of evidence that he's been there. I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
Is it the pond that's full of beer cans? Did he finish his pond and fill it with beer cans?
This is a separate area.
Okay.
It's a separate area.
He has a pool and a pond.
You don't want your beer cans in a pond.
A kiddie pool.
Hello? It's a blow-up pool.
For cats?
Hello, Mike.
Oh, Kitty.
Yeah.
D, not T. Oh, hello.
Okay. Hey, guys. I was wondering if you caught Real Sports this week by chance.
Oh, you know what? I know what you're going to bring up. And yes, I did. Of all things, they're doing a thing about that guy that used to play for the Sacramento Kings who was so pee-whipped.
Ah, yeah.
Doug Christie.
Doug
right.
Christie.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know who they brought on and interviewed? You know that chick? She was always real nice to our show. That chick. A real good-looking chick that's on the morning show out there. Remember every time we go to every time we go to Sacramento.
Oh, you mean the lady that was our greeter that one
chick
time.
That would bring us to the airport and would drive us around and tell us what a jerker that Mike Remy, the program director, is.
Right.
She was being interviewed on this show, I think by Larry Merchant, you know, a real journalist, like about why Mike Bibby, or is that Doug Christie, why his wife wouldn't let him be interviewed by real female reporters.
Right.
And I use the word real female reporters, because I have no doubt that this lady, Jody's her name,
Jody.
She's She's definitely a lady. I don't know if she's a reporter.
Well, yeah.
But I can...
I can understand why his wife might be a little jealous.
But it was funny that... I know where I saw it. I saw it in Atlantic City on HBO over the weekend.
Ah, so
I
was people just, are real sports.
I was just flipping around, and it's a
so
story...
So is the subject all about Doug Christie's wife?
Yeah, and boy, is she a piece of work. Because the whole interview was done with them holding hands together.
Sure.
And every time that he would ask Christie a question...
Holding hands, a leash, same thing. Yeah.
His wife would answer.
Right.
Every time his wife would answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he very rarely got to say anything.
So did he come across as being what he, you know, appears to be?
Kind of
PW the whole time?
Yeah.
Worse?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see it. That's one thing about real sports. You get a chance to see it 50 times.
He flashed a signal to her in the stands during a game 60 times for the game they were at.
I keep forgetting about the dumb sign thing.
I heard that.
But the thing that you'll love, thank you for the call. The thing you'll love the most, Mike, when you see it, though, is the beer girl that comes to the airport to pick us up. Jody, what's her name?
Yeah.
She's
that's
being...
before she was on the air, right?
I don't know.
I don't think she had a regular gig on the air at that point.
I really don't know.
She did. I'm not sure.
I thought
sure.
she was promotion.
I don't know.
I thought she was promotion.
You can go a long way in radio when you're pretty.
She's the chick that shows up at the airport in the KHTK car, would give us beer and stuff, and then would always say what a jerk her boss was.
Didn't she join us for that 16-hour drive out to the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe she did.
She did.
When it went on and on, we're like, you know, you're kidding. The theater's really in Los Angeles, right? Phone call.
Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, I just want to tell you guys how much I love you.
Thank you. Hold on. Jody Bacon.
Ah.
That's the chick's name.
Is that her name?
I just put it on the screen. I remember seeing her on HBO.
Well, we ought to get Jody Bacon on the show.
Oh, no. I don't want Jody Bacon on the show. Jody Bacon wanted the producer's job, the job that Beth Ann got.
Like, oh, really?
She got a package from her.
Oh.
Well, it's not a package.
She sent you a package?
Yeah. Send me a package of all of her dirty underpants. Send me a package of bacon.
Good to be here.
Jody Bacon. But it's funny, she's being interviewed by Larry Merchant, who was a real honest-to-God sports journalist.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, when she picked us up at the airport, she'd had a bit too much evening the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Every time she's picked us up at the airport, she's had a bit too much evening.
busy lady.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Shannon, is that your name?
Yes, that's my name.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you guys? Oh, that was a good question. Don't hang up on me. Okay. I'm nervous.
Right. Don't be nervous, Shannon. Right.
Shannon in the morning.
Shannon.
I want to tell you guys that your voices are so sexy.
Okay.
Thank you, Shannon.
Okay.
Welcome, my boy.
You're out. Hello, Don.
What's the matter with you? You used to enjoy that. There was a day. I'm...
Sure.
Hold on a second. That was a very strange... Rob?
What?
That's it. You're not allowed to spend the weekend with Don anymore.
Why? It's got nothing to do with him.
Or does it?
No,
yes, or does it? Yes, I'm beginning to worry.
Why?
I mean, there was a day
why
on
did
this
you
show...
her away so
you
quickly?
Just, I am moving the show on. No, there have been times in the past that you've gotten calls from women that have said, you know, hey, how are you? I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about that last call.
You normally enjoy that compliment.
What's wrong? Rob says it was good.
It was a good idea.
Good idea to move on.
Yeah, we've lost him.
Pesky girls.
Icky girls.
Like, hold on a second. Like what? Like you're going to get laid off that phone call?
No, that's not it.
I don't think so either.
I'm talking about the way... I'm
ingrate.
I'm not going to say anything more.
Ingrate. He's protecting us all from cooties.
I'm just trying to move the show along. I am just trying to move the show along.
My old man would have let me have it right across the bus.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, tell me, do you think we have sexy voices? Hello?
Hello?
You're asking him?
Do you think we have sexy voices?
Hell no.
Thank you. What? What?
I called earlier about Robert the Mailman being on the Junkie Show this morning.
Robert the Mailman was on the Junkie Show?
We have a tape of it.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second.
Why does that make me laugh right away?
Oh, that whore.
Rob.
There he is.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bullshit head. Ass.
That was Colette, not Robert the Mailman.
Wow.
What was Robert the Mailman doing on the Junkie Show?
And he was trying to get some free rims from one of the junkies that's getting his
Chrysler 300 done.
Now listen, I don't want to sound like my friend Big Otto back here, who would say that all black men sound the same. Are you sure that it was Robert Bobby Mailman Adams?
They identified him as Robert the Mailman.
Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, but Robert drives a Denali.
Yep. What kind of car was he talking about having?
I think one of the junkies has one of those Chrysler E300s.
Yeah, but no. What about Robert's
Robert
car?
Robert said he had one.
No, you
Robert
know,
doesn't have a Chrysler.
That could have been a fake Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, I think it was.
And boy, I bet
it sounded like him.
Like I said, like they all yeah. sound the same.
It sounded like him.
Coming from you, that means a lot.
All black guys sound the same.
Well, we can find out if Robert calls in.
Oh, and you know, he's like Dennis. He heard his name.
He'll call at 6:30.
Right in the middle.
Not like Dennis in that way.
Buzz's news. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Doug Christie is also known for purse designing with his wife also. I don't know if you're aware of that.
The guy from Sacramento. No, we didn't. Now, what team did they trade his ass to? They traded him. He doesn't play for Sacramento.
Yeah, he doesn't play for Sacramento anymore.
Not anymore. Okay, bye-bye.
I'm not with them anymore, but I don't really pay.
Nobody knows where he went. He's been sent to oblivion.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, he's at XM?
Orlando? Isn't everybody?
I didn't know that XM had a team. Hello?
Basketball.
Hello?
Don.
What?
I had to tell you, I think that you have finally hit menopause.
Why is that, idiot?
Just because of the total disregard when the women call to tell you anything nice anymore.
Oh, listen, can we just get to... you want to get?
Can't you accept the fact? Can't you begin to accept the fact that there are women out there that find you tremendously sexy?
No. I was wondering if over the weekend, did you watch American Idol while Rob stuck cotton balls between your toes and painted your nails?
Okay, now listen, I want to tell you something. That's a private matter between Rob and I.
Look, I don't care how much time you spend with this boy. I'm going to agree with that caller, and I want you to embrace these women and consider you sexy.
That is a private matter between Rob and I. I'm not going to discuss my toes with you, with him, with anybody.
We can bury all of this. There's a very attractive woman on the inside line for you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Bobby Mailman.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, Bob?
Hey, Bob, did you go on another show?
Oh, it's Talk to the Junkie this morning.
Oh!
What?
Oh, yahoo-ah!
They just about
hoo-ah!
That's all. Oh, you know I'm your bitch, man.
You've not been on this show enough. You were just on for Black History Month.
Don.
I just played goddamn Xbox with you. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
Don.
What a hole.
Did I give them a bit about going to Japan? That's yours. I'm your bitch.
Ah.
That great bit. That golden bit.
Looking into wheels.
That golden bit.
I'm working on a bit about Japan, right?
I didn't know that Robert was a radiophile. I thought he was just, kind of into this show.
Me too.
I'm into JFK except for 1 of 3.
The Japan bit. It's gold, Jerry. Yeah. It's gold.
And there's nothing wrong with
this. Have you ever been on the Ron and Fez show?
No.
The truth?
I'm your bitch.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You share us. Well, we share you, I should say. Or you share
us. You're not sharing me. I'm not going on the air with them.
No. Forget it, man.
Blast off to Kicksville.
I just want to say something. This is typical about the way a black man treats the important person in his life. You know, I feel like the woman. I feel like baby's mama right now.
Oh,
your baby's daddy.
I'm not gonna go out like that, Don.
I've been with you all these years, and now here you go. Some new
player. I'm trying to get some off the show.
Some new player shows up. You know,
PLAYA.
Yeah, some player shows up.
Like this.
You know, and he's got some flavor. FLAVA.
It ain't like you're at war with them. They're part of the family, right?
Yeah.
I've never heard you sound this wimpy, Robert.
Well, I went to the Lakers game last night. The Lakers got
the ass kicked. Right. Yeah. First time in. Have they ever won the season series from the Lakers?
No, they've never been swept by the sorry ass Wizards.
Oh, that's right. The Lakers stink. I keep forgetting.
Did you have your jersey on?
They stink.
Did you have your jersey on last night?
I had on the full regalia.
Mm hmm.
I had on a whole sweatsuit.
Nice.
And I was yelling at the crowd, and they were yelling at me.
Sure.
Okay, well, maybe the junkies will want to hear about it tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Don.
Okay, bye, Robert.
You know what? Not to mention after Xbox Live.
That's right. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike. After I invited him into my cyber home. That's weird. How that mailman thanks me.
Well, there's one.
You
happy.
Finally did that. And haven't you played with him more than once?
Yeah, like three games now with him. Three games with him.
Unhappy Cletus with a cell phone out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, right, but go ahead anyway, even though you asked us how we're doing.
I know, I certainly apologize. Hey, I just had a quick question. Please don't get mad at me also for asking about old news, but I never heard about how that weekend went with Beth. With Beth Ann, with her promotional weekend.
What promotional weekend are you talking about?
Oh, your cell phone. Oh, that cell phone.
This is for like a month. Old news. Yeah,
did we ever get an update on how her appearance went?
I asked her.
The most prepared for appearance in the history of broadcasting?
I guess not on the radio, I asked her.
I think she did 2 hours at U.S. Cellular.
Yeah, we can only hope she's jaded now by the experience.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
I never heard.
Hold on.
Maybe we didn't get that answer. Maybe we should.
Maybe I Hey, B.A.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, this lady has an excellent question. That personal appearance that you did,
yeah.
Where you had, like, the Jeopardy questions ready and everything?
Yeah, I played Singular Jeopardy.
Uh-huh. How many people showed up for that appearance?
Maybe 50.
Hey, that's a pretty good turnout.
I'm back.
That's good. Yeah. Did you sign autographs?
No, I shied away from that.
Did you... You were asked... I didn't ask whether you shied away from it. I asked whether anybody asked you for your autograph. That's kind of what I meant.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
See,
so,
don't low-key it. You did well, right?
It was fine. We had
and
a good time.
And it did not break your spirit.
That won't be the thing that breaks my spirit.
That won't be the thing.
No.
What might be the thing that would break your spirit?
I don't want to get into specifics.
Oh, darn. This is the new Beth Ann on the telephone.
Come to the Eastern Shore. We'll break your spirit. I'm sure.
Right, thank you, honey.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
It's the new Beth Ann. I got a run mode.
What?
Mm. Busy.
She's way too. Interesting too. That's interesting too.
The tactic.
TI too.
That's right. See, but you can't. It doesn't work, Rob. Because what you want to do is you want to spell like to spell Titanic. You spell TITANIC.
Right.
It would be wonderful to have T-shirts that just said the first part of that boat's name.
Sure.
Meaning. That's interesting, too.
Right. That's interesting, too.
I know it's covered ground yesterday.
Well, I you don't want to modify the line, but I think it should be, that's interesting to someone.
That would make the word...
Yeah. It would make the word, perfect. Because really, you know, why just have one?
How about, but that's interesting... No. B-I-G.
Oh.
But instead, oh boy.
Now we're all thinking about a puzzle.
That's interesting to the people. No.
This is all about initials now.
That's interesting to those in Europe.
Or,
hold on. That's interesting.
But I guess that's interesting to someone.
Hey. In Europe.
But I guess that's interesting to someone.
Tiffy. That's interesting to. Hold on, okay,
yeah.
Give it to me again.
But I guess. That's interesting to someone.
Someone.
Or, but I guess that's interesting to those in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, T-T-I-E. Okay.
Suckers.
It is. Okay. There you go.
Very nice.
That's the first break
we are
today.
Solving the world's problems,
that's
aren't
right.
we?
That is the entire first break.
Put one down.
Put that in a time capsule.
Yes.
Got a trip to give away on the show from the show The Shield on
the
FX.
Field. With Michael Chiklis.
Yes. And the trip is written down somewhere. I don't have it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Go out there. And wait for your luggage.
Have a good time.
And, you know, you go to a hotel.
Pick you up. You go to a warehouse where they shoot the show. You wait 16 hours.
Be very nice.
You get to sit there. And
then the best part is afterwards on Sunday when you go to church, some guy comes and blows your head clean off.
Enjoy your weekend.
We'll give that away. And we'll do other stuff. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Pick up in some strange place and take the next flight out for more fun and new thrills.
It's a lot of fun.
They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way.
It's a lot of fun.
Bedroom stewardesses. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. just relax and let these girls make all the plans.
A lot of fun.
You'll just love it. And they'll just love you all night long. Bedroom Stewardesses. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses for the sexiest look at the most erotic globe-trotting girls who ever took your special order.
It's a lot of fun.
Bedroom Stewardesses, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's kind of like having a cocktail party, people coming in and out of conversations, a lot of energy in the room. It's a lot of fun.
Oh. Harvey?
Shut up!
You know, when you have an ensemble show,
somebody's
always the spark plug.
Ass hat.
It's a lot of fun.
Shut up!
Thank you.
Pleased to be enjoying the Don and Mike Show. You always have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You know what Harvey said about your place, Mike?
What did he say?
It's a lot of fun.
You know what? You helped me out with the other thing there.
Yeah.
So that was like my backhanded. I gave you a little plug there.
And, you know, he's banned, though, Don. Just in case. He's on the banned list.
Yeah. You mean you've booked his band?
No.
Oh,
no.
You mean B-A-N-N-E.
Right, right. Maybe the word, a better word would be shunned.
Shunned?
He can come in, but we'll all turn our backs to him.
Really? Then you've adopted your policy?
Of shunning. like in the old Quaker days. Yes, people that behave badly are shunned.
Yeah, green money is green money. And you know, Ayatollah Khomeini shows up. Hey, if he was paying with cash, give him a good seat.
Yeah, it was shun him. We just turn our backs to him and don't speak.
Right. Shun.
Shun him. Phone call.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, we do a over-under on Jack Bauer's body count every week.
How many?
The over-under yesterday was 5.
Yeah, don't tell us. Don't.
Stop.
Please don't tell us. Don't let us guess.
The body count?
Yes, 8.
Total?
You just ruined the game for us. You called it a great game.
He couldn't wait to tell you.
No, I'm sorry.
Don wanted to guess. You ruined it.
Oh, and Mike wanted to play too. Didn't you?
Because I think we could make a case for fatalities and people that he murdered.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's the other thing about the two guys, the two politically correct guys that were in the sporting goods store.
Right.
Sure, the sporting goods store, like from Mayberry, because all they sold was guns. when the guy started firing in, oh, look, I am saved because the bullet, it got caught on the zipper of my coat.
Yeah, it looked like it's just the tiny little zipper part. Yeah, and here's the other thing that I had a problem with. When they shot the big evil guy from the corporation.
Right.
Now, look, what's the first thing you do? What's the first thing you're taught in law enforcement? And everybody.
Are you talking
you
about the guy that picked up the gun there?
Yeah, the guy, and he shot 2 seconds after he shot. They zoom in on his hand. And, of course, the gun happens to be conveniently 2 inches away where he can reach over and shoot the guy.
Yeah, but the British guy got killed, though.
Did he get killed, or is he going to survive?
Oh, no, I think he's going to. I thought he was dead.
Did he officially die last night, or will we perhaps continue into next week?
Mm. I think he's dead.
Well, it's only one day.
He's in pretty
bad shape.
It's a lot of fun. Hello.
It's a lot of fun.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 This is Gooner.
Hey, Gooner.
What's going on, Don?
Is this the real Gooner?
Gooner.
We didn't do that on the air.
He sounds like the Gooner guy, though.
I saw Don over in the Bahamas.
I got one question for you. Who are the two movie stars on your...
Nicole Eggert and Rachel Hunter, and I gave Rachel Hunter a shower. Hell yeah, brother!
This is him.
This is Gooner. Wait, wow. Why was Gooner Joe... What, did Joe say something about... Did Joe know you were going to call in? Because Joe came in and he was doing Gooner.
He's been on hold for
Joe.
A while.
Oh, okay. Guy's been on hold for an hour.
All right, now that makes sense.
Hi, Gooner.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are your girlfriends again?
What's that?
The girls you mentioned before.
The girls?
How are the girls from the show, Gooner? Come on.
Catch up. Awesome.
That's what
they're
we figured.
Awesome. I talked to Rachel the other day, matter of fact.
Wow. How did the show go? Are you happy with the show?
Oh, yeah, the show was awesome.
People should remember Gooner from the reality version of Gilligan's Island that was on TBS.
Yes, they should.
Yeah. Gooner.
How about a little more of that song?
The real guy.
Gooner. 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 Gooner.
You know, just yesterday I was saying I hated reality TV now, but how can you know, it's like, I can't, I hate the genre, but I still like this guy.
Sure, the reality version of Gilligan's Island, and this was Gilligan, and there was another Gilligan, too, right?
Yeah, Gilligan Chris.
The evil Gilligan Chris.
Okay, thanks, Gooner.
I just wanted to let you guys know, hey, if you if Mike wants that photo, I need the $1.98 so I can get the photo.
Oh, Beth Ann told you about that?
About what?
You getting a photo for the restaurant?
Of that guy? I just hung up on him, Mike.
Thanks. Okay.
Did you ask Beth Ann to get you a picture of that guy to put up in your restaurant?
Most definitely not. Well, I think you should. Maybe you should. Is that who you're working for me? I was mentioning names like William Shatner, Michael Chiklis.
I ask everybody.
You do it? That's funny. That is funny.
Things must not be well if he needs the $1.98 to mail it.
Well, tell him, thanks, but no thanks.
Thank you, D.A.
Okay, bye.
Gooner.
Bye.
Maybe if
put that in the place of honor.
Shatner, $1.98.
Jesus.
Gooner. And you don't want his picture
still
up?
Still waiting for Shatner's buzz.
You don't want his picture up on your restaurant
wall? I don't think so.
I don't
think
hold
so.
Hold on. Yeah. Shannon. Call. Shannon from Buffalo is back.
Oh, good.
Shannon.
Yes, I'm upset.
Why?
But Don didn't like my compliment.
Oh, now see, now we have a chance to... This is the lady that said you had a sexy voice.
Okay, Shannon.
Now, hold on a second. There, you've got that look on your face again. That look of annoyed. You look like you're annoyed once again.
Why is it annoying you, Dad?
This is crap.
Did you hang up on her again?
Yes. Yes. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
It's like I always said. What? He's sucking the sexuality right out of him.
Don't blame him.
It's too late.
It's your fault.
No, I deny that.
It's your fault.
No, listen, I deny
here's,
it.
It is.
Here's the thing.
There's still hope, you know, because I know you still watch those, movies, right?
Pornos?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens, no.
No, of course, no.
Of course
I know you do, and that's the only reason.
Listen, here's the thing. Maybe it's the acupuncture helping me out.
I don't think it's what that horrible caller said. It's not male menopause.
That I'm a faggot or a menopause?
Andropause.
Listen, here's all I know. I feel secure enough about myself.
Yes.
And I get the feeling when someone calls the show, says, oh, you sound so sick. Listen, I can hear my voice in my head.
You know how sexy you are.
Listen, this is not a sexy voice.
Yeah, but...
Don't waste my time with the crap, honey. I appreciate the fact that perhaps you like the things that we say, or you like the way that I speak, but let's be honest. Uh-huh. Saying a sexy voice.
Shannon, this is Mike speaking. I just want to say thanks for calling, and call anytime you want. Thank you, baby.
Shannon, this is Buzz.
Now, Buzz, I'm sorry. Now, here's the deal.
What?
This is my party with Don, because Don and I were both included in this, and the reason we get excited is because you get all the calls like that, and we used to get very motivated when we get calls, and I feel like I'm on my own.
Totally. Well, you are.
I feel like I'm totally on my own.
I get
enjoying the calls where someone says, in whatever way that you're sexy, you used to enjoy those phone calls.
You did.
And we always knew they were BS.
Yeah, I know.
We enjoyed them anyway.
Flirting is the fun.
I know, but maybe this is maybe a problem I have now with having a little better self-image.
No.
I mean...
No, that's not it at all.
I don't know. It's just, it seems so disingenuous. So, boys want to say...
Well, they're always disingenuous.
They are.
They're fun, though. Have fun with it.
What's fun about it, though?
I know.
I mean, it was fun, really. Mm. We could have some girly near Haagen-Dazs in Buffalo calling, hey, Don.
She didn't sound like that at all.
You got a sexy
voice. She sounded nothing like that. She sounded nothing like that at all.
She had a lovely voice. All I know is...
There's only one voice you think is lovely nowadays. And it sounds like that. That's the voice. That's the voice you think is lovely.
You are
Let's
so...
hate someone else today.
You're so
Let's
wrong.
Hate someone.
You know, that is a sexy voice. Who is that?
I don't. Listen to me, girl. I don't mind the fact that you mock my friendship with him.
Yeah, make a little room for the sexy calls. That's all I'm saying. Used to be a fun part of the show, you know?
When you say that he has somehow made me less than a man, less than a metrosexual man.
That's what I'm saying. It's terrible.
Mike,
Nothing could
be farther from the truth.
No, I know you still get ramped up.
Do you want to know how... Can I just say this?
Yes.
Go to any room that I've been in over the last 5 days. Okay?
Okay?
Go in with your CSI light.
Yeah.
And you tell me. You know what you'd say about me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a spunky guy.
So does it mean that I have a lower self-image of myself, that I still enjoy those callers, that even though I know they're lying?
No, you know, maybe not. Maybe it's just I don't see the point of it. I mean, it's nice. You know, it's this whole new this is like, I'm going to get in a bad situation here. It's like I was throwing you in the office.
I'm not throwing you under the bus here.
Remember a couple weeks ago, I told you that I was being very brutally honest with my wife. And
yes.
Told her, I just said, listen, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Socializing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's bull ass.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
And she said, well, now that's an awful way to look at life. How do we? I said, because we're going to go out with someone and they're going to say, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to have to go, blah, 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 blah. And you go, blah, blah. And then you get in your car and you go home and it's blah, blah.
And that's the way you kind of feel too, right, isn't it? It's the enemy and they want something?
No coincidence.
Is that what it is?
No, there was something in that call.
Rob wrote that down for me. He said, it's the enemy and they want something.
At the end of that call, it was going to be something for Shannon and it wasn't going to be something for you.
Well, no, that's his take.
Mm-hmm. No, I know that's true.
A new study says talking to an attractive woman for 2 minutes significantly increases your testosterone.
Okay, I'm telling you, listen, as I said, check out the stains, okay?
But,
oh, I'm sorry, excuse me about that. Oh, where's... Boy, you put my CSI thing away?
Oh, you were done with it.
Now you too. How could I be sexually attracted to him? He can't even keep track of my tapes.
Now, hold on a second. Now, wait a minute. I have to make a point. I have to make a ridiculous point, but I have to make it nonetheless.
Must be said.
I am not... There is nothing... I have never insinuated, because I don't think it's possible.
Thank you.
That there is an attraction between
thank you.
You two.
Thank
right.
you.
I mean, an attraction of any sexual
but
nature.
But it does not mean...
But I do believe that he has always been on this show, the individual that has, let us say, issues when we get the women involved or so. I think he's a very sexual guy. Obviously, he's got 2 kids. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nobody can dispute that.
Two beautiful adopted children.
Somehow. But you know how he is.
Now, listen,
he
I know...
He is how he is when it comes to anything sex
okay,
on
I,
the show.
And I understand what how
and
you...
And I kind of like the
how
that element of the show.
I've always... associating me with that
right,
awful
right.
side of Rob.
Yes, yes.
That awful, unfair, untrue side of Rob. But
you've never really, whenever we get somebody that might be ramping us all up in whatever way,
sure.
If they're talking to Buzz, if they're talking to Don, me, whatever, you know, you would always
because
like come in and
they
like.
Never talk to me. Now, should someone
oh, wait a minute.
Talk
there have
to
been
me.
A couple.
No.
There have been
no,
a couple. Yeah,
no.
There have. There have been 2 or 3. Are you saying that's
you
what it is?
Score?
Are you
saying that if you had some women
well, this
call,
is the Hank Aaron over here.
If
that.
some no. chicks called and said, Rob had a sexy voice, you would say, oh, let's
say,
keep her on
I'd
the air.
I'd say bull ass. I wouldn't believe it either.
Okay, so you'd want to get rid of her.
Well, because she's an enemy and she wants something.
Wow. See, now that's his bag.
Wow. All right, you're sick. All right.
My bag is just I'm sick of it because I know it doesn't lead anywhere. And
well, of course it doesn't lead anywhere.
No.
What do you think? When I'm thinking
no,
the lady
no,
in Buffalo is going to fly down this weekend and have a menage a trois with my girlfriend and me?
Hold on. Wow. You said that, not me.
That's interesting.
I just meant.
Was that an accident?
No. I just meant it won't lead anywhere because... We don't do a 4-hour show about sex anymore.
Yeah, we don't.
So once some...
Oh, that could be it.
Once some broad calls up and says, uh-huh. Oh, you got a sexy voice. Meanwhile, I've got my own ears, honey. I know what I sound like. Don't patronize me.
Maybe it's because we don't do that show anymore, but I know that we can at least take that and run with it a little bit, and that's sort of the
so
last...
So is that going to... Like, that gives you...
No. But
you need that?
No.
You need that?
I think it's good. I think it's good on a variety of different levels.
Yes.
And I think we should welcome it and embrace it. Because it doesn't happen to you and me all that often.
Yeah,
you
I know.
It
and there's a reason. Because we look the way we look and
right.
we sound the way we look.
Well, I like to still fake it.
And here's the thing. You do have a much better voice than me. I know that. So I know.
Yeah, but you're skinnier than I am.
Oh, so what? So no chick ever calls up and says, oh, Don, you're skinny.
Mm-hmm.
That I would say, oh, thank you for noticing. Some chick calls and says, I have a sexy voice. Please. Come on, honey, I got ears.
So if she had just said, you guys, I find you guys so sexy.
Yeah, I might have stayed with her for a second more.
Ladies, there's a little tip.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
There's a... Methinks you know now how to approach the Grandmaster.
That's right. They call up and they say, I find you so sexy, may I have a prize?
Get away from the microphone.
Yeah, have
get
a prize for me.
There he goes. Get away.
Don't stop.
Don't
you're bringing
blame
hate
him.
Into
don't
this.
Blame him.
Into everything.
Don't blame him.
2 minutes of talking to Rob reduces your testosterone.
To my level. And if you have enough hate,
listen.
It makes the love better.
This is going to come out gay. I spent the whole weekend with the guy.
Right.
I've never been hornier.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't come out well.
Not no. for him.
With yeah. Serious question. And not I, for I don't him. Want you to get mad. I do not.
Oh, okay,
is,
that's a good setup. Here's a serious question.
This
I don't
is
want
a very,
mad.
Very serious question.
Okay,
because I know you're with
very
your wife.
Serious.
I know you're with your wife.
Serious, Michael.
During the weekend.
I'm serious.
During the weekend, yes. At all, was there? I know you looked at a lot of people. You guys, people watching. You talk about people all the time.
Yes.
That's what you do. Were there any moments where you said, "Hey, take a look at that"? You know, where you saw a woman that you might have, you know, just said, "Hey,
waitresses."
The way you did.
Yes, we
you
did
make comments. All right.
Yes, we did.
All right. Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
And my wife.
No, you know, I'm not trying to get involved in the marriages and stuff. I'm normal guy to guy stuff.
I'm the one that said that about your wife.
That's true.
I said, wow, look at the ass on that woman. Boy, you could eat dinner off that ass. And I said, oh, that's scary. I'm
good
sorry.
Heavens, look what I've said.
Sorry, my mistake. No,
so you guys did, like, comment on the waitresses.
Hot looking cocktail ladies there. Yeah. I think Porter got that.
Right. Well, I know it's there. I know it's there.
Yeah.
All right.
And we looked at all the hookers. Why am I defending
hookers?
This?
There were hookers there?
Why am I defending this to you, Mike, that I'm a heterosexual, for God's sakes?
I know you're a heterosexual.
I love sex.
I've already said I know you're a heterosexual. I've already said that there's no sexual attraction between you. I am saying that, you know, I explain my theory. We have a phone call.
Mike hates hate.
Deborah.
And I love hate. Necessarily.
And I love hate, Robbie.
Me too.
This is Deborah. I think Rob's got a really sexy voice.
Oh, get out of here.
What
Deborah.
Do you want?
Get out of here.
See, Rob does think that everybody that calls and says anything complimentary, that they might want something. Well, not necessarily
always true.
Not always true, but, right. You know, sometimes it is.
Sometimes.
I don't know. All I know.
Yes, dear?
What?
All I know is that.
My salad's coming up.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at him, okay, when you say that. And I'm thinking, how can you ever think? Think what you will about me.
Now, wait a minute.
How could you think?
If you think
I'm fag with him.
You said that again. I've already denied that twice. No, now, why are you protesting that?
What you
are
saying is that somehow he has diminished my sex drive. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't think
my
so.
My sex drive on the show.
On the show.
Well, the show is not all about sex anymore.
It's not anymore.
And yeah, I'm not amused by some broad call up going, you got a sexy voice. Mm-hmm. Okay, honey. Listen, right. I don't agree. I don't have a sexy voice.
All right. I'm done with it. I've given you my observations and my theories, and you heard me out. And I think this is good for any family to get this stuff out on the table. You know, we didn't need to call Nanny 911. I think it's...
I never do.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And you know what? Maybe I am living in a fantasy land over here.
Hello?
You know, but goddamn, I enjoy that fantasy.
Yeah. Not Mike's show. Hello.
Amen, Mike.
Hello.
Thank you, Buzz. And Buzz, we do bond on that issue.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen. This is where he's leading you down the primrose path.
How so?
This is where... See, listen,
you think I'm being foolish?
Yeah, here's the thing. Wow. It's fine if you and I part company on this issue,
because
you know, we're best buddies and all.
Yes,
you know
what
I mean?
I know.
But listen.
And it's not...
And not that you're not best buddies with Buzz, but look at him. As you mentioned, when it comes to chicks, compliments, he's not the Hank Aaron, with no offense to Hank Aaron.
Right.
He's the Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I understand. Okay?
I mean, he sets the standard.
I know what you're saying.
And what he's doing
He's trying to make me think I'm part of that club, and I know I'm not.
Yes! Thank you, Mike.
I'm not that stupid.
He's trying to make you think you're one of the cool kids he is.
Because I have to remember the real reality of it. The reason I enjoy those calls is because they're so infrequent.
You're not one of the cool kids.
But women are attracted to Mike's humor and his impressions, and women are attracted to Don's power. Shut up, you...
I don't like it when he sweet-talks us.
I know I am.
Did Babe Ruth color his hair?
If he didn't, he should have.
Oh, God.
Just watch out, because you're more like me than you are like him. Just remember that.
Well, I know that.
And you know what else?
He knows that.
As much as it pains you?
Yeah, I know.
Look at Rob.
I understand.
You're more like him than you are like Buzz.
Yes.
Look at Buzz. And Buzz, that's not a slight. Look how normal, how well-adjusted Buzz is. Look how sexed up Buzz is all the time. Look how all the chicks call for Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think, you know... That's like the handsome room where Buzz is.
I know.
You know what this is over here?
I know. Well, it's ugly town.
You know, welcome to Incest Island over here.
Yeah, meanwhile, over there in the isolation booth, he's burning scented candles.
This is true.
He literally is.
I know.
It's more romantic.
I know. All right, so I reserve the right.
He ain't like you.
I understand that, but I will reserve the right.
You are like us.
To enjoy those particular calls that call in, because I totally What do you do when you watch 24?
I suspend disbelief.
Disbelief. Mm-hmm. And I take it and I run with it. And when that woman calls, when that Shannon lady, when Shannon called.
Shannon. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
I picture, a woman, Catherine Zeta-Jones, sitting there in a silk robe, sitting on the edge of her bathtub, you know, with candles all around, just going, I'm not afraid of you. Thank you, Bob. Now it's not like Kathleen Turner.
More Agdash, Lou.
Yes, Agdash,
I picture Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
You know, hey,
okay.
You got a sexy voice there.
Yeah, all right. Now I think we understand each other. We understand everything about everybody.
Okay. Yeah. I got my eye on you.
You pointed at Buzz.
Watch
it.
Me. Don't take my good, ugly people away from me who feel bad about themselves like I do.
And I appreciate that because, you know, in the end, I could only get hurt.
That's half the fun.
You know, he'd take me to the party.
That's
and
right.
And then I'd be left there.
Left all alone.
Just like Jugdish.
And I'd be getting a call.
Buzz went away. With all the good people. And I was talking to somebody who was fat.
Oh, God.
I want to come home.
You know it's true.
I want to come home.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it
we'll be right back. This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now the game that we're going to play later involves couples. And we'll be giving away a trip from FX. Go to the set of The Shield that premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central on FX. Round trip airfare for two to Los Angeles Hotel, 3 days, 2 nights, and a chance to win the visit to the set of The Shield. I mean, not a chance. You will win.
An actual. So they fly out there, you get to go on the...
Hold on.
All right.
Hotel, round trip airfare, chance to visit the set of The Shield.
Oh, well, at least you have a chance.
Well,
wait a minute. Good luck to you. Why go out to L.A. if you're not going to go to the set of The Shield?
I just read the cards, Mike. I don't write them.
L.A. has wonderful things to do.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm reading your card, round trip airfare.
Right.
And it says on the top of the card, FX is on the set of The Shield.
Right.
Round trip airfare, hotel, three days, two nights, chance to visit the set of The Shield.
That's the way they worded it, so that's what I put.
Well, the people that win the trip, do they get to go to The Shield?
Yes. I mean, but, things happen, so a chance to...
Hold on.
Right.
This is like being pregnant. You know, either you are or you aren't. Do people...
I mean, everybody that's winning these trips, I would assume they wouldn't fly them out to L.A. without a chance to, you know, roll them over to the set. Right?
I haven't seen any legal documentation, but what has been given to me is a chance to visit the set of The Shield.
A chance.
Restrictions to apply.
Okay, what that means is you're not going to see the TV show. I mean, unless you sit in your hotel room and watch it. But it still is a trip to Los Angeles.
There is a chance, Don, to visit the set.
I don't know if
anyone will be on the set.
Not that bad.
Yeah?
Come on.
But that's what I've been told. That's what I was told.
Right? I mean, you might be able to go over to the set where they shoot, but they might not be shooting.
Is that what they said?
Some sets are closed.
You know, since they shoot some on location, really the whole city is the set.
Yeah.
Do you want me to give a call up to Jags, the promotional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll clear it.
There you go.
Okay.
What?
Promotional Jag.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, B.A. Anyway, we'll give that away in a second.
And I think it's, you know, you're like, when you do that, you're being like the listeners. You care about that like we would care.
Yes.
It's a nice city, but...
It's a great
trip. You know, it's a good time to go away. It's good temperature, 75 degrees in L.A.
Sure,
today.
But,
oh, my God.
Know, it's FX is on the set of The Shield. Round trip airfare hotel. Chance to visit the set. Like when you get out there, it's like, okay, how many fingers am I holding up behind my back?
Exactly.
Sorry. Hello.
Look at this way. Without the trip, you wouldn't have the chance.
Beth Ann? Jag.
Yes.
It's Don and Mike. Hi, Jag.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. This FX... Jag is the promotions director here.
Sure is.
This FX thing, what's funny about that?
Nothing.
It's Jag. It's my buddy Jag, and it's always good to hear his voice. Hi, Jag.
Hey,
Hi,
Rob.
Been a while since you've been on the hot seat.
So, Haji, let me see. FX on the set of The Shield. Do the winners actually get to go to the set?
Yes, they do.
Ah, they do.
So saying a chance to go to the set.
Yeah.
We can take that out of there?
Yeah, I would say an opportunity. It's the same thing.
No,
that's worse.
No. See, chance, opportunity. How about just you will visit the
set
of The
Shield? How about a trip to the set of
The Shield? What, Beth Ann? Hold on. Here she comes.
I get my copy from Jag, and it says a chance to visit. I'm just saying.
Is he just rolling over
Jag,
on him now?
Jag,
yeah, I am.
Jag is right here.
Oh, where?
He's on the phone. Did you know that you were throwing him under the bus?
He's listening to you.
You're just rolling him right over here.
Did you know that you were throwing him under the bus? Yeah, I did. I already knew. I was already under the tire.
All right, listen.
No, but it's very simple. You win a trip to Los Angeles and
you get to go on the set of The Shield.
Correct.
Thank you, Jag.
We promise.
No problem.
Okay. Incidentally, Jag, you know, because I call you Haji.
What are you eating?
Beth Ann. What?
Yeah,
what
is candy that?
Candy bar.
Candy bar? You want a piece?
What is it?
What kind? Honey nougat.
Jag, you still there?
Yes.
When you fly to L.A., do you fly on a carpet?
I would could if you allow me the opportunity.
Okay, thanks, Jag.
And Jag, I love watching Mike eat.
Thank you, sir.
This is something that Joe has contributed to the show.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that this should be the sound effect we use whenever we talk to Jag.
Okay.
Now, he pitched me on this like 2 weeks ago with his crazy comedy ideas. Mm-hmm. But he said, Jag's never on the show. He said, well, on the opportunity that he's on, this is the sound that Joe would like to be played when you're on the show, Jag.
I'm with Joe.
I got a preview on that before and I loved it.
Perfect.
I love it.
We'll have to find excuses to call Jag with that right now.
All right, thank you, Jag.
No problem.
I stand corrected. Yeah.
Joe, I agree with you on that one.
Wow.
That was Jag, everyone.
All right.
Can you play it one more time?
Of course I can.
It's like a scene transition in an Arabian movie.
I never shot nobody. I didn't have to.
Not Arabian as much as Indian.
That's a pretty independent character, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pretty independent.
I don't think I've laughed at something Joe's come up with in a long time.
That would be the first time. And Joe, if you're around, come on in, please. Got a bit of business for Joe. Here it is, Joe.
Joe. It's like he's appearing and disappearing. Like a genie.
Yeah. Out of a lamp.
Guys.
Promotions lamp.
It's Jag.
He just showed up in the studio. You got anybody? Hey, listen, inside the comedy mind. Mike, I appreciate the fact that you're doing the Vulcan mental mind men.
I was
with Joe.
Rock the Casbah or whatever the hell it is.
You got anybody else, Joe? Here's the deal. Here's why Joe is here, besides this. We were sent...
Why is Timmy in here?
Oh, because we're going to cut some liners, except you and I will not be cutting the liners.
Okay, very, very good. Beautiful.
Hey, we got some... Oh, here is the Nigerian nightmare, Timmy Obaibene. Hey, Timmy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, hey. Timmy. Would you like to hear Timmy's answering machine? That's the impression I do of Timmy.
Go ahead.
That says Timmy.
Thank you.
We got a new affiliate.
Pretty good.
In Dauphin, Alabama. Yeah.
Hello.
1017 WTOT. And they sent... A whole page of liners that are just moronic and idiotic, and there's no friggin' way we would ever read these. So, let's see. Timmy, how about you be me?
All right.
Joe, you be Mike.
Perfect. All right.
And we'll just take the session right from the top. Timmy, this is session number one for FM station WTOT.
We're recording.
This is the good one. Dothan, Alabama. Do you have a question?
Okay, I'm just seeing it for the first time.
That's kind of the magic of it.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, don't spoil that.
You ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is Don Geronimo
and Mike O'Mara.
We'll never tell you to cut up your credit cards
or get out of debt
because we want you to be as broke as us.
Join us weeknights at 6.
Let us talk 101.7.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeehaw!
Now,
perfect.
I love that.
Hey, that's a one take shot.
There's
round
no,
applause.
There's no way perfect. That we would ever read that. They have got, I think, two or three more, maybe.
Very good.
Let's go with the next thing now again.
This is Don
and Mike.
You're invited to join the party every weeknight.
We'll have great guests and games.
And you on the phone.
It's Don and Mike.
Weeknights at 6, Let's Talk 101.7.
Now, did you say Let's Talk 101.7?
Correct.
What's it?
No, he said Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
I just didn't say on Let's Talk.
Oh, Let's Talk. It sounded like Let's Talk.
It sure did.
Let's try that one.
Want to check that one from the top? All right, yeah, why not?
All right, yeah, one more time.
All right.
Ready, Don?
Three.
Ready, Mike?
Two. One.
Go.
This is Don.
And Mike.
You're invited to join the party every weeknight.
We'll have great guests and games.
And you're on the phone.
It's Don and Mike.
Weeknights at 6
on Let's Talk 107.
All right, take it from the top again, guys.
One more time.
Hey, Timmy, come here. I hate to do this, but when you see right here, you're invited to join the party every weeknight. Finish that. Do that, all right?
All right.
Okay, and then just let him start another sentence. Sorry.
Three, two,
one.
This is Don.
And Mike.
You're invited to join the party every weeknight.
We'll have great guests and games.
And you on the phone.
It's Don and Mike.
Weeknights at 6
on Let's Talk 101.7.
Perfect. Now, could you picture us reading this stupid script?
Oh, God.
When did you hear the third one, which is the worst, and written by the radio station?
Wow.
Of course.
So what we're going to do is really take this tape and send it to them, and if they have any kind of sense of humor at all...
They'll run it.
They'll run the tape with Timmy and Joe pretending to be you and me.
They're fantastic.
Are we ready?
Don, I wouldn't think that Jag had written these.
Hey, Joe. And Mike, new president of the Joe Fan Club.
This particular
Joe.
The sound I find
Joe. Joe.
He just materialized.
Okay, ready? Go to me.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Have you heard we're now in Southeast Alabama and Northwest Florida?
Wait, I screwed that up.
All right.
Take two.
All right, in three.
That's a good one.
Two.
One.
One.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Have you heard we're now on in Southeast Alabama and Northwest Florida?
No, get out of here.
That's right. You can now hear the Don and Mike Show each weeknight from 6 to 9. Let's Talk 101.7.
Well, I guess I better start practicing my southern accent. Let's see, y'all. Grits, tomato.
You don't have to do that, Mike. There's plenty of intelligent people in the South who enjoy a talk show with every banter and smart humor.
Don, does that...
Wait. Hey, that was too fast, okay, Timmy. Slow down now. This is idiotic, moronic copy that's written all wrong.
Right.
So just go slow. Let's take this whole one from the top. And Joe, I think you can do it just as Joe without the southern accent. Like, Timmy's being himself.
Well, I do have a bit of a southern accent.
In three, two...
I can do it in my English accent.
One. Hey, Mike.
Wait, hold on. Start again. Go.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don?
Have you heard we're now on in Southeast Alabama and Northwest Florida?
No, get out of here.
That's right. You can now hear the Don and Mike Show each weeknight from 6 to 9 on Let's Talk 101.7.
Well, I guess I better start practicing my southern accent. Let's see. Y'all, grits, tay, mater.
You don't have to do that, Mike. There's plenty of intelligent people in the South who enjoy a talk show with witty banter and smart humor.
Don, does that mean I can't do my Rhett Butler?
As long as I don't have to be Scarlett. Join us weeknights
at 6 on WTOT.
Yeah!
Beautifully done.
That's a winner.
Sure is.
Thank you, Timmy.
Get it right out to the radio station.
Thank you, Timmy. Joe.
They just vanished.
Timmy and Joe.
That's great.
They are great.
That's great, Captain.
With witty banter and smart humor.
Yeah.
Does that mean I can't do my Rhett Butler? As long as I don't have to be Scarlett.
Wow.
That's funny.
Well, I hope they enjoy them when they get them. Do you think they'll look at it and go,
Wait on understand
yeah.
this.
They're not going to get it. They're not going to. You know, if they're smart, they'll take this entire segment that we've done and turn it into a promo. But they probably will just send it back to us and say, you know, please recut as we ask.
Yo, Skeeter, pull the plug on that show, will you, please?
Your first three words said a lot. If they're smart.
Dot, dot, dot. We'll see what happens. I guess our listeners in Alabama will be able to tell us.
Yes. Here's the copywriting that I love.
Yes, Captain.
So realistic. Hey, Mike. Yeah, Don. Have you heard we are now on in Southeast Alabama and Northwest Florida?
That is just how you guys talk.
If I had a nickel for every time.
Yeah.
You know, it is really. It's, like, hey, Don, I heard we got it clear. Yep, it's a POS. Where is it at? Alabama.
Great.
That's the end of the discussion.
Oh, I got one more thing before we get to the game here. I know he was on the show earlier, but I want to call my brother because I meant to mention this to him before. My brother Jim.
He just materialized.
He's a genie. We had him on earlier about the thing with the commish.
Hello.
Michael Chiklis. Hey, Jimmy.
What?
How are you?
Okay.
Calling you again, I realize it's taxing to call you twice in a show.
Hi, Jimmy, you're on the air.
Okay.
But I had to...
What did I do wrong now?
You didn't do anything wrong. I had to tell you something. For about a week and a half now, we've been running a commercial here on WJFK, and it only plays during the local part of the show, not on the national broadcast.
Okay.
And we laugh about it every time we hear it. May I ask you what your name is?
Jim.
Your last name?
Source.
So your name is?
Jim Source.
Right. Okay. Listen to this commercial.
This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
Jen, I haven't seen you since the new year. You look great. How did you do it? Thanks for noticing. I'm so happy to have my figure back. Tom and I went to Jim Source and got a complete home gym, a treadmill, some free weights, the whole setup. Since we got our home gym, I have time to work out again.
I hear you. I've gained 10 pounds this past year. I've just been too busy to work out like I used to.
Wait, Jimmy.
It's amazing what working out consistently can do for you. Having our own home gym has made all the difference.
When do they talk about you again?
Pleasure. From measuring our space to delivering and setting
Jim Source.
And giving us the best pricing. We should have gone to Gym Source sooner.
Maybe it's time for me to take a trip to Gym Source. Where are they?
We went to the store in Rockville on Rockville Pike, just south of Old Georgetown.
Hey, how great is that?
Add that on that CD of the chicken.
Absolutely. Yeah, hold on, here's a little more of it.
But they also have locations in Timonium and Ellicott City.
Don't miss the Gym Source Midnight Madness Sale this Friday, March 11th from 10 a.m. until midnight. All the latest fitness equipment, including treadmills, ellipticals, bikes, free weights, and
great.
Gyms will be 20 to 60% off. Including top brands like
Gym Source,
Universal, and many
more. My brother.
The Gym Source Midnight Madness Sale. One day only, this Friday, March 11th at Gym Source from 10 a.m. until midnight. Call 1-800-GYM-SOURCE. Rain, snow, date is March 4th.
1-800-GYM-SOURCE. That's a good number.
That's good.
Now all you have to do is change your name to GYM.
That's right.
Oh, and Jimmy, of course, you know, you've heard these things before, right?
Don Geronimo.
Did you hear the one that I had done on my real name?
No.
Michael Source.
How about that?
Pretty good, huh?
How about that? Yeah, pretty good.
He didn't enjoy that as much.
You know, Source. You don't care.
What the hell does that matter to me?
I'm just pointing out to everyone that we have the same last name in real life.
Oh. Well.
This Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
Jen, I haven't seen you since the new year. You look great. How'd you do it?
Thanks for noticing. I'm so happy to have my figure back. Tom and I went to Jim Source and got a complete home gym, a treadmill.
Just like they're going to your garage.
That's good.
I went to my brother. All right, see you later.
Hey, dude, call me tonight. I got to talk to you.
Okay.
All right, I'm serious.
I am.
So.
I am, too.
Okay, call me.
Everything all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy day?
What's that?
Crazy day? You're having a crazy day?
Oh, no. It's not about me. It's about somebody else.
Ah. Oh.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me just put you on hold for a second.
Just going to check.
All right, you're not on the air. Who's it about? Oh, okay. What? Why? Family stuff. Mm. Yeah.
Mom and dad.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Not good.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Oh. You're kidding me. All right. I'll call you tonight. Okay. Bye. What?
I knew you were going to do that.
What? What, Mike?
Oh, was he telling you he had a sexy voice?
He was. You are correct, sir. Listen, it is more, it's more of my sordid family business.
Wow.
And here's the thing. I'll share it with you tomorrow, mm-hmm. because if I get going on this topic of what he told me it was today...
It'll be over before we know it.
Yeah, it's like, it'll be buzz news time already, and we won't have done anything on the show.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, my brother.
Wow.
My family. My screwed up friggin' family.
And now we're going to play, are we going to play the game with the chance to go to L.A. and then roll the dice and maybe get on the set of the Shield?
That's right, Mike. Maybe get on the set of the Shield. But you definitely get on the airplane.
Yeah.
Now, here's the game, and it's a brand new game.
All depends on Miss Close.
And we're looking for couples. We're looking for married couples.
Yeah.
You both got to be on the phone together. Married couples. Game is called That's None of Your Business.
Wow.
Let me explain how we play this game. We get... Oh, there's more to the That's None of Your Business theme song.
Sure. Great jingle.
We get a couple of couples on the phone. And we ask them questions. Each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Until one of them says, That's None of Your Business. Or stop it or knock it off.
Ah.
The couple that can go the furthest. Now, this is where you, Mike, and you, Buzz, as contributors here, you get to help out, because I've already prepped 53 embarrassing questions, but I'm always ready to have you guys jump in.
All right. Okay.
Started with the
follow
the
up.
Most... what? They have to yell it?
They have to yell, that's none of your business!
Oh. Okay.
Ooh, I'm confused, though. These people know they're going to play.
Yes, now, but here's the thing, Mike. Let's say that it was... you and your girlfriend
right.
on the air.
All right.
Or, you know, it really works better. I don't want to slight you. Let's say it's Buzz and his wife, because it's got to be a married couple.
All right.
When you get past the easy stuff, like what's your legal name,
mm-hmm.
how old are you? And each of them, Buzz would have to say 58, and Marcia would have to say, you know, her age.
Mm-hmm.
What is your date of birth? They would both have to say that. Have you ever romantically kissed a member of the same sex? Then... What do you estimate your wife's weight to be?
Mm-hmm.
What do you estimate your husband's weight to be?
The questions get more sensitive then.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. For goodness sakes.
More personal.
I mean, as we get down to, you know, have you ever eaten a scab? You ever eaten a booger?
Mm-hmm.
Which family member are you most attracted to? What's your spouse's biggest physical flaw? Describe where your spouse is least hygienic. I don't want to give away all
we're tipping your hand for
all
the people,
questions, because
right.
I've got like 8,000 questions. But
so the goal of the game is to go right to the very end, to go as far as, go as deep in the game as they can,
and
as you're there.
Let me just ask right now, the one that I know will stop people, and you'll have to have balls to play. How much do you make a year?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have the husband and the wife on the phone together. I mean, these are questions that people, I don't think people want to answer these questions.
All right. Some won't.
I don't think that they want to, I don't think they want to talk about if they've ever had phone sex.
Mm-hmm. And then okay. What do you say if you feel the questions cross the line?
That, Rob?
That's none of your business!
There you go.
And that's how we play.
Yeah. Very good. Well, we need gutsy couples.
Yes, we do. Now, it's worth it because it's a trip to Los Angeles. Where I guess you'll be put in a bus and driven past the studio where they film The Shield.
And then if you're lucky, they'll push you out the door.
So call 877-365-3636. Now, I'm not sure if we're going to have the husbands and wives. As always, is a work in progress.
That's right.
There's more music. I'm not sure if it's going to be couples playing together or if when the couples are on the phone. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a thought.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
You get a couple to call. You get the wife or the husband calls.
Yes.
And then they have to call without their husbands or wives knowing. And then we get the husband or wife on the line to play the game. And we ask them the questions saying, we're just going to ask you a few questions without people knowing that the goal of the game is to get through it. It'll be easier to do it that way. Right now, you're giving them the rules. They're going to say, they won't say none of your business at all. But if you get somebody that doesn't know what's going on.
Mike.
Yes.
You might be right, but let's try it the other way.
But I'm saying if you get somebody and say, hey, here's my husband's number at work, you call him, then you go right down, we're going to ask him questions about your marriage, and you get him through, and
I don't know.
He might say, hey, that's none of your business. And conceivably, the person could say that when you got to the money question right away.
But there's a lot better questions besides. I mean, I've really got like 180 questions. If somebody really wants to answer all 180...
God bless them.
Yeah, I mean, what... Hold on.
But the goal of the, if you're going to make the game of chance, the where the luck comes in, is if you get somebody on the line that doesn't know that the goal of the game is, because everybody that calls in, if they know what the rules of the game are, they will answer the questions until the questions are done. Every one of them until we run out of questions.
Don't sit there and say,
I think he's right, though.
Thank you.
Because I think...
Where were you then? Where were you in the meeting today? I'm not talking to you, Mike. I'm talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Smart guy.
No, but this, hey.
Yeah.
People go deep. People go deep with these questions.
I got you.
And it'll work. It can work with the husband or the wife.
Okay, so hold on. Let me just... Can I still keep...
People still be able to cheat.
I think so.
Yeah, and people would still cheat. Of course they would.
Always.
And you'll get someone who's, you know, how much do you make? They'll say, you know, 100 grand, 50 grand. They'll lie about it.
One of the questions could be when we get the spouse on it, you haven't prepped your spouse on this. Okay. This way you're opening up to married couples all over the place. It's still a married couples game because we're going to have the couple on the phone with us, and one of the spouses knows what's going on, the other one doesn't.
Okay.
And when you get somebody saying none of your business, which would be much more legit, somebody goes, hey, that's none of your business. Then they lose, and they can't be prepped.
But they might not actually say, hey, that's none of your business. They might just say, I don't want to answer that.
I bet they would, though.
I bet they won't.
But it could be, hey, none of your business.
It would be nice because that's the name of the game and the name of the phone.
Could happen.
That's none of your business.
If they say that's none of your business, if they actually say it, they will get an extra opportunity to go to the set of the field.
Stop that.
Okay.
I mean, not you, Mike, him. Not you, him.
I think that would work better.
Okay.
I think it would be
more fun. I'm always open to throw. That's why I like throwing it out. And, you know, I just didn't like Butt Boy back here going, after I sit around for an hour with him before the show with Beth Ann, he goes, you know, yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes the luck the factor, and then the wife's going to I hope my husband's, you know. And you get people participating when they think they're pretty thick-skinned.
So these people that are on the phone now, we got a guy, Angelo, wife, Carrie. So we would get his wife on a separate line.
If she doesn't know about it, you know.
If she does, now,
doesn't
how
know
do
what?
How do we know that they've not, that they're not cheating already?
We ask whatever spouse is on the line. Have you prepped your husband on this?
What if they lie?
Well, that's like every game we ever play. What I'm saying is...
I know.
What I'm saying is you can call them at work. You know, a lot of times it's a good place if a husband's at work.
You have to get the permission to put their voice on
the overwhelming
air.
Odds are, at this time of day also, your husbands and wives are going to be in two different locations.
Right. Mike?
Yes.
That's none of your business. Okay.
I really think this makes it sing.
You think what?
This makes it sing. Otherwise, there's no point. Because you're just asking questions, and they're going to go, they can say, when did you contract the AIDS virus? And they would answer the question because, that would be the object of the game.
But if they didn't really have AIDS.
Right.
They might object.
You don't know that.
They will.
See, but they could.
This makes it a game.
They could do the same thing this way too. But I'm fine with it.
How could they do the same thing this way?
They could say I have AIDS just to win the game.
But not. Hopefully, if they're being honest using the honor system, they won't. The one spouse will not know the object of the game.
Oh, but these people will all lie to us. All of our listeners will lie to us.
Well, I disagree.
You trust our listeners?
No. Forget it. Forget Jesus Christ.
Come on.
The game has no logic whatsoever unless you do it this way.
A lot of our games. Here's my point.
Yes.
A lot of our games don't have logic.
But, I mean, this makes it a real game. This makes it a real game of chance.
Okay. I kind of like that when it just didn't have any form to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to put it in a Jell-O mold.
Well, it's a game. It's somebody's trying to win something. And it's a competition between different couples.
And if it's a game, it's got to have a theme.
Yes.
That's none of your business. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm with you. We will take husbands and wives right now and then...
And then call their spouse and ask him the questions. Ask him or her the questions and see how far you can get with those questions without them saying, I'm not going to answer that or it's none of your business.
So the people who are calling now don't actually get to answer the questions.
No, the people that are calling are setting up their husband or wife.
But what if they call their husband or wife now and say, hey, listen, when Donna might call you up, no matter what they ask you, just answer.
Yeah, that's why right now would be a very good idea to, you know, just check in with everybody and see whether they're going to, you know,
do commercials. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you want to just ask? just to ask.
We've
people.
Done that before. Yeah, okay. You, we said every most almost all the games we play on this are
Angelo?
With couples. You know, yeah. It's all relative. All those games.
Angelo, your wife, where's okay. she at? Where's your wife at right now, Angelo?
She's at home.
She's at home.
And you're at work?
Yes, I am.
Does she know what's going on?
No, she does not.
All right, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Did you believe him?
Yeah.
Hello, Barbara.
Yes.
Hi, Barbara.
How are you?
Where's your husband at?
He is in a UPS truck.
He's in a UPS truck. Truck.
Does he listen? Has no radio. All he has is a cell phone.
Okay, that mm-hmm. might that might work. I'm with you, Mike. That one might work. Don't look like that. I'll give you your props.
This isn't a cop. Yes, it is.
Yes, that's the sickness of it.
It always
it's
is.
A cop convention. It sure is.
Greater good. All I care. I just sit over here and go, that's fine. Pick my nose. You know, it's fine. This will be great.
Okay.
This is your idea.
No, it's our idea.
No.
But that I didn't mean that like that. I didn't mean that like it's intellectual property.
This is really a great concept.
No, what you're saying is that...
Yeah, I am not saying what you think I'm saying.
It
wasn't
your
a
chops.
Great concept until I tweaked it.
I'm just busting your chops.
This will be great this way.
Mike?
Yes.
I have a sexy voice.
Phone call.
Okay, we got a break first.
Oh, very good.
Then we'll come back.
Are you?
I'm with you.
You're with us, right?
Yeah.
I think
I'm
it's going to be fun.
100%. I'm just goofing with you.
Okay.
I'm just goofing with you.
All right.
This is the creative side of me.
I understand.
This is the fake.
And I know you like to be disconnected sometimes unless we're on the air just like that.
No, I liked it. I like this.
That's great.
That's good.
Thanks for the support, Rob.
Well,
I'm not. Forget it. I just can't. You know, it's whenever we get close to a break, I just can't. I can't not be able.
God damn, I am sweating like Mayor Barry.
This is fantastic. This really is going to be great.
Sure, it will.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's your idea.
How can it fail? Michael Mara presents. Mike, kidding, because I love.
I understand.
So, this is what we do all the time with these harebrained ideas. So that's how we'll play the game. That's none of your business. And Rob, they should say it.
That's none of your business.
We'll do it. We got it.
It'll be great.
We find phones are hopping, and all of these couples are ready to play.
And I do think that you've got pretty good odds of people saying that's none of putting it that way. As opposed to saying, I don't want to answer that. Say, that's none of your business.
But we do accept, you know, hey, sure. don't answer
of
that.
Course.
Or I don't want to answer
Of course.
That.
I think you got a good chance of getting that reaction.
And in any event, acupuncture just 3 days away.
Thank you, Buzz, as always. And, Mike, thank you for your help with
My
that.
My pleasure,
seriously.
Don. Please.
No, seriously.
Well, it's good. I think it'll be fun. It'll be great.
And you. Big dummy.
Oh,
big bald dummy.
Right now, and it's great. And sure, they might cheat. They
of course,
always
they
cheat.
Always do. They always do.
If we didn't do funny. Games because we were worried about people cheating, we wouldn't do any games.
I know. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
That's not strictly true.
They can ruin a perfectly good quiet,
right?
Don and Mike.
No, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
That's Michael Jackson's judge. Official website of our show is www.donandmikewebsite.com. You like that, Judge?
Get on your horse.
Okay. And Mike?
Yes?
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, Alan Fix.
Seems to be the idea.
You help out with the idea for the game?
Right.
Going with it?
Yeah.
We're going with it.
All right, good.
We're going with... Yeah. That's none of your business.
All right, I hope you'll be playing the game legitimately.
You know, and this is, it almost reminds me of the way that every once in a while we would do a game like this, and this is how we would come up with this.
Yeah, yeah, and I think this will be fun.
Yeah, no, you had some good insights. Thanks for helping me through the rough spot.
Funny will be,
you're right.
Who's really a tight A, and he knows this, you know, what's your name? That's none of your business.
But I'll decide this one.
Let's play the game.
All right.
Now, let's see. So if We got a guy on the phone who would be calling his wife.
That's correct. Let's
see how many questions she would answer. Let's go with Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Andy, where are you from?
Falls Church, Virginia.
Andy, welcome to the all-new That's None of Your Business. Where's your wife at right now?
She's standing right beside me. She's on the phone, too.
Wrong.
That would not work. Let's go to...
You know, after all that...
Duh. Vinny. Hello, Vinny.
Yes.
Hi, Vinny. Where's your wife at?
She's at home.
She's at home.
And you're at work, Vinny?
I'm on my way home from work.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Is she's not listening right now, is she, Vinny?
No, I doubt it. She never listens to the radio.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Robbie, if you get her up.
What's your wife's name, Vinny?
Get her on the phone.
Tricia.
We've got a bunch of questions we're going to ask her, and that's none of your business.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, please keep track, because what we would like to find out is how many questions we can ask your wife.
Yes.
Without her saying, you know, it's none of your business, or knock it off.
Mm-hmm. The person that answers the most questions
wins the trip to Los Angeles. And a chance to be on a bus and go past a billboard that has Michael Chiklis on it.
Miss Close has closed the set.
But you'll be there. You'll be in the same city as them.
Oh, and everybody else that's famous. Closer than you are now.
Can we put your voice on the air?
Here we go.
Okay, hang on, Tricia.
All right, now the fun begins. Now, hey, listen, you. I'll leave this line open, Vinny, but you're not allowed to say to her, like, answer, don't answer, okay?
All right.
All right, here she is now. Here's Vinny's wife. Hello, darling. May I ask your name? Darling?
Hello?
Hello?
Trish.
Oh, Trish?
Trisha.
Mm-hmm. Trisha? Hi, it's Don and Mike, and we're here with your husband, Vinny. Hi, Vinny.
Hi.
Say hi to your wife, Vinny.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Now, Trish, you got a chance to win a prize for your husband here.
Okay.
I can't tell you exactly what the game is. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to ask you some questions. Okay, Trish?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Trish, what's your full legal name?
Patricia Thurston.
How old are you?
49.
What's your weight?
200.
What's your shoe size?
My what?
Shoe size?
8. Mm-hmm.
What's your dress size?
18.
Do you have any moles on your body?
Moles?
Moles.
Moles?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
What's your mortgage or your rent?
My mortgage, approximately $1,000.
Have you ever used an illegal substance?
Have I ever?
Yes.
No.
You ever cheat on your taxes?
I don't think so.
Mike, is your old CD out now?
You bet it is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totally prepped.
It's crap that? Detector.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny?
Yeah.
You didn't call her?
Nope.
Hello?
Nope. Trisha?
Mm-hmm. What?
How long was it before you and your husband had sex for the first time? How long?
It's been a long time. I don't know. We've been married 28 years.
How long? Let me phrase it differently. Once you started dating him, how long was it before you gave it up?
Oh, God. I don't know. Let's say 6 months.
How far did he get with you on your first date?
We just kissed.
Have you ever eaten a scab?
A scab?
Yes.
No.
Have you ever eaten a booger?
No.
What's the worst gift your husband ever gave you?
What's the worst gift?
Yes.
Oh, God. Maybe just a card. I don't know.
What makes him cry?
Like commercials. Like the sappy Hallmark commercials.
Have you ever caught him pleasuring himself?
Excuse me?
Have you ever caught him as the master of his own domain?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Doesn't understand.
Have you ever caught him making love by himself?
No.
Describe the circumstances around the first time you made love. Not with him, but with someone else.
Describe it?
Yes.
I'm scared, silly, I guess, inexperienced.
What is Vinny's biggest physical flaw?
Physical flaw?
Yes.
I would say, right now, probably... his bad ankle.
Describe where he is least hygienic.
This is very hard for me to hear. Describe what, paycheck?
Where he is least hygienic.
Where he's least what?
hygienic. What's the dirtiest part of his body?
Oh.
Duh.
I don't know. He takes a shower every day.
Mm-hmm. Answer, please. If you don't want to answer, we'll understand.
I don't know what his hiney.
His hiney.
I don't know.
How much does Vinny make a year?
How much? What? I can't hear.
How much does Vinny make a year?
A year? This year, I think it was like maybe 56, I think.
How much do you think Vinny's boss makes?
His boss?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know. Say 80.
How much do you think Vinny should be making?
80, 100.
Where are we grieving a trip to?
Where?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Not quite sure?
Where? California?
Amazing she knows that.
How would you
Thank
know
you.
That?
Thank you very much.
Where?
Mm-hmm. Do I count that as an answered question? I just thought I'd throw that in there.
New Jersey?
Mm-hmm. How are you shaved?
How am I shaved?
Yes.
My legs?
Don, I would like to, point of order, yes. Mr. Geronimo, yeah, I believe Mike, yeah. that proved that she knew what was going on.
Yeah, mine too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cheating. They were cheating.
They're out.
They're
yep.
out.
You're out. You knew you were giving. You knew you were answering all the questions to get a trip to California.
I just guessed that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It was a 1 in 50 shot, Mike.
Yeah, 1 in 50.
There's only 50 states.
Absolutely.
Vinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Vinny. There might be a constantly. Ah, you laughed. Yeah. Come on.
Come on, you bastard.
You suck, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny, you better tell everybody right now what your wife is, or your number's going on our website, dude.
What my wife is?
Uh-huh. Yes, you know how it works. Where does she live?
What do you mean, where does she live?
See, they don't. These are the contest pigs that don't listen every day.
You have to say your wife lives in Whoreville. You have to say that your wife is a sex slave to Satan. And you have to say that you would be
but
better.
She answered everything honestly. We're definitely apart. I just got home from work.
Yeah, but you're laughing because you called her.
You cheated.
I didn't call her.
That's why
home.
You laughed. Are you trying to lie again now? Did you get your second win?
Okay, or maybe technically somebody else called.
I'm in my driveway now. I got home.
Yeah, Vinny,
why you were going to call.
Vinny, why do you suppose she gave up so easily how much money you make and other intimate details?
What difference does that make?
Vinny, it makes a big difference.
Vinny, she's a 200-pound, size 18 whore. You gotta say it. You gotta admit you're lying to us, Vinny.
I'm lying.
All right, very good.
Thanks for wasting
Thank
our
you.
Time.
Thanks, Vinny. Our first contestant was a cheater.
Bye, whore.
All right, hang up.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye forever. There they go.
Hey, no matter what they ask, right. Just answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what exactly.
Just answer.
Hey, but always interesting.
Mm-hmm. Here is Mike.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hi, Mike.
Mike, I trust you know what happened to the last contestants?
Absolutely.
So no such BS on this round, right?
No, I haven't had a chance. Actually, I've been in the car the whole time.
Uh-huh. And where's your wife?
She's at the house.
At the house.
Listening right now?
No, she's dealing with a one-year-old baby.
All right, we're going to play. That's none of your business. You don't believe this guy already.
We're all very suspicious.
We're just
on our toes. Mike, really, I mean, if you were planning a scam, this
I swear on my eyesight and my kid's life, I haven't contacted my wife at all.
Okay, but what about a friend of yours?
No, trust me. I have nobody to call.
All right.
No friend
okay.
here.
No scams, no flim-flams.
All right. We'll give it a try then as we continue to try to play.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
That's none of your business.
Very good. I love the none of your business orchestra.
Any luck?
No answer. I'll try one, get one once more.
Okay, we'll try one more.
Oh, she went to pick up my other one at daycare.
Oh. Jeez. All right, yeah, Robin, I guess it doesn't matter.
Forget it. Let's get another contestant. Let's get a lady. Let's get Melanie. Hello, Melanie.
Hi.
Hi there, Melanie.
Hi.
Where's your husband at right now, honey?
He's at work.
He's at work. That's good.
Now, you haven't called him, have you, Melanie? You've heard what's happened to our other contestants that have cheated.
Yes, that was very embarrassing.
Yes, it sure is.
Embarrassing, disgusting.
He doesn't listen to your show.
Is that a zero or a zero?
That's the last digit.
What's the last? What's
40?
40.
That's a zero.
One zero.
And the husband's name is Rick.
So Rick will be the first true contestant.
Uh-huh.
We'll see how many questions he will sit through before he either says that's none of your business or
shove
it.
And I kind of, you know, just for, I kind of like the idea of asking questions of the guys. It's kind of fun, yeah.
And you have your wife, Melanie, on with us?
Okay. No, this is going to have to continue today. I mean, we can't just have this here.
No.
Right. Even if they get like 20 right, we got to see if somebody get 21 right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see how this really works.
Okay. All right, now what's his name, please?
His name is Rick from Sacramento.
All right, hello, Rick.
Yeah.
Mike, I like that.
Don't give up already.
Sacramento. Hi, Rick. We've got your wife, Melanie, on the phone.
Melanie, say hi to your husband.
Hi, honey.
Oh, my God. What are you up to, girl?
Okay. What's this guy's name again?
Rick.
Rick. Rick. Okay, Rick. Gotcha. Rick, we're playing a game, obviously, on the air. So let me just start. All we're going to do is ask you some questions. Yep. You up for that?
Rick?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm
Rick, are you up for some questions, Sacramento Rick?
Yeah, I'm a little leery of you guys.
Yeah, I'm a little leery.
We're leery
guys.
Of you, too. So it's even.
Rick, what is your full legal name?
You want my full legal name on the air?
Yes.
David Richard Randall.
Okay. What is your weight? What is your weight?
185.
Okay.
What is your waist size?
36.
You ever stolen anything?
Oh, yeah.
What did you steal?
Candy bar.
Did you get caught?
Yeah, of course I did. Nobody gets away with anything.
How much you make a year?
I could lie about that.
No, you
80,
can't.
80,000.
Well, you can't lie.
No, we need the truth.
No, I make about 70,000 a year.
All right. What's your take home?
Probably about 60, yeah, maybe 58.
How much does your boss make?
My boss is a multimillionaire. I wouldn't know.
You got to give me an answer. How much does your boss make?
Probably couple million. Right.
How often do you, during the course of a week, pleasure yourself?
Come on, man. What's this all about, man?
Well,
just answer the question.
Are you going to answer the question?
Wait. Why am I answering all these questions?
How many times a week?
Are you going to answer the question or not? How many times?
I don't have to pleasure myself. I got a wonderful woman to take care of.
No, that's really not an answer.
Zero.
I'm going to stop him there.
Yes.
Well, what's his total?
Nine. Very good.
Nine. That's a good start.
All right, stay out. We're going to put you on hold.
That's a good start.
You could be a winner. We got to the that question, and that's what stopped it.
For that's none of your business.
I don't get it, man.
What was that?
I don't get it.
Just hang in there. Hold on. Everything will be explained. No,
I'm going to hang up on you. If you win, we'll call you back.
All right, very good.
Goodbye, Rick. Melanie, will keep you on hold, okay?
Okay, all right.
Hold on just a second.
How do you think you did?
Well, I put her on hold. Hold on. We got a gay couple. Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Andrew, what is your husband or wife's name?
His name is Jens.
Jens.
Andrew. Jens.
Oh, mail order.
Is this a gay couple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jens.
Yeah.
What kind of name is Jens, Andrew?
It's a Belgian name.
Belgian name. Jens.
Of course it is.
Does Jens listen to the show?
In Brussels.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Now, do you think he's listening now? Well, he'd be honest, right?
Honestly, I don't know. It depends on if he's home from school or not.
Gays are honest. That's another one of the great stereotypes out of that game.
Right.
They're organized. Mm-hmm. Their minds are all like PDAs.
Yep.
Most were very honest people. They don't lie.
Oh, well, I'm not exactly the most organized, but I am honest.
May we put your voice on the air with Andrew?
Don, some might say some of them live a lie.
Not Andrew and Jens, though.
Not Andrew and Jens. They're both out of the closet.
They're on the radio.
To answer the unspoken question, I've read the Bible.
I just got to say something I've never gotten to say
before. What's that?
We have your lover on the phone with us.
Very good.
And here he is now. Hello, Jens?
Yeah?
Jens, hi. It's Don and Mike, and we're on the phone with your lover, Andrew.
Okay.
And
Jens, have you been listening to the show today?
Actually, I haven't. I just got out of class.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. We're playing a game, and we're going to ask you some questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Here we go. What is your full legal name?
Jens Peterun.
How much do you weigh?
165 pounds.
Do you have any moles?
A mole?
Yes, do you have any moles?
No.
How much money do you make a year?
How much money do I make?
Yeah.
About 25.
Not about. How much do you make?
A year or just today?
A year.
25.
How much today?
Huh?
How much today?
How much today?
Yeah.
No.
Today I didn't make any money.
Okay, fair enough.
How much is your rent and mortgage?
My rent is about 700.
How much does Andrew make a year?
I think 21.
You ever stolen money from anybody?
Probably, yes.
Who?
A friend.
Who was it?
Well, who was it? Name, please.
Name, please?
Yes.
Jessica.
And how much did you steal from Jessica?
$20.
How long ago?
About 4 years ago.
Did she ever find out?
I don't think so.
Do you have any lovers besides Andrew?
Huh?
Do you have any lovers besides Andrew?
No.
Have you ever cheated in a relationship? Not necessarily this one, but have you ever cheated before?
Not sexually, no.
Very good.
I've hooked up with someone while I was in a relationship, yes.
You hooked up with them? What does that mean? Isn't that sex?
Just kissing, how about that?
Just kissing. Sex. You just kissed. What was the name of the first name of the person that you kissed?
Tara.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
Yeah. Oh, are you bi?
Yeah.
You ever cheated on your taxes?
Cheated on my taxes?
You ever cheated on your taxes?
No.
Which member of your family would you most like to kill? I mean, if it was, you know, no retribution.
Okay, one person I would want to kill in my family?
Yes.
Probably my brother.
What is Andrew, your lover, what's his biggest physical flaw?
Physical flaw?
Yeah.
His hair.
What's wrong with his hair?
It's hairy chest, hairy everything.
Oh. Have you ever killed anything?
Killed anything? Yeah, I hit a squirrel with the car.
Where do you guys in your house or apartment or condo prefer to get together?
You know,
in the living room.
In the living room.
In what way are you least sexually satisfied with Andrew?
When or...
In what way are you least sexually satisfied with Andrew?
In the morning.
Why?
Because he leaves work for work so early, and I get to sleep. I have to sleep in and everything.
What makes Andrew cry?
What makes Andrew cry?
Yes. Yeah.
Please do not repeat the questions with the question.
What makes him cry?
God.
Have you ever made Andrew cry?
Not that I know of.
What's your favorite city to visit?
Toronto.
If you could have an affair with someone you both know, who would it be?
Tara.
Why?
She's beautiful and a great person.
Where are we giving away a trip to?
I don't know.
Have you ever had phone sex with Andrew?
No.
Have you ever had phone sex at all?
No.
Why are you lying to me about this?
Not.
You've never had phone sex?
Yeah.
You ever call the 1999 numbers?
No.
Tell us something about Andrew that they think you that he thinks you like and actually you hate.
Oh God.
Something about Andrew that he thinks you like, but you hate it. Yeah, you're saying you can't answer that question?
That he's in the military.
Seemed like it was a competition.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because, I mean, he's kind of proud of it, and he likes it a lot like this, but I'm totally against, like, military stuff.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Keep your thoughts to yourself, please.
Yes, please.
Sorry.
What's Andrew's most disgusting personal habit?
Disgusting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Him walking around in his boxers in an apartment.
What's your most disgusting habit?
My disgusting habit?
Don't stop asking a question, answering a question with a question.
And
that's why I think they're both full of it.
You think they're lying?
Absolutely. Rob, what do you think?
That's usually a symptom, yeah.
Yep.
Andrew?
Yeah?
Giving all homos a bad name if you're lying to us.
Why the hell would I lie to you guys? I love you guys.
Do you want the trip to L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Jens? I have a stupid Jens.
Jens.
What's the worst gift?
You don't like my hair.
What's the worst gift Andrew ever gave you?
Worst gift?
Yes! Forget I can't play this guy.
No. Every disqualification.
Every question is what was that? What is... No, I'm sorry. Buzz, what's your total?
36. An all-time high.
36.
It was maddening. It was driving me insane.
Everything was just, what?
What did I do that? That's what I do when I'm thinking of the answer?
What's his biggest flaw? But, what's your spouse's... What's his biggest flaw?
Every single question.
Jens, are you lying to us, Jens?
Hello?
Jens?
Jens, are you there?
I keep hearing an echo, that's why.
Mike?
Well, technically...
Well, screw technically.
Technically.
They're out.
Yeah.
They're out.
Oh.
Just didn't trust them.
I don't either.
Just don't trust them. Andrew, for the record, I trust you. I don't trust Jens.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just
Because you answered too many questions with repeating the question.
I just got a vibe on
because
you.
Because I keep hearing an echo. I just want to make sure I got the question right.
What are you worried about? What do you think you're missing out on? Jens, here.
Listen, don't use the F-bomb.
Sorry.
On the radio.
Now, where are you guys based out of?
Vulgar homo.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It's cold.
I don't expect that type of language from your people. Can you stop that? That is so unwilling grace. You get what I'm saying? I mean, God, you dropped
I don't know. I just was suspicious.
You dropped the F-bomb right out there.
I'm sorry.
All right.
All right.
Do you swear to God you're not lying about this?
No. I've been in class the whole time.
You said no, so you don't swear to God.
My teacher's gone, but...
He means no, he wasn't lying.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second, please. We got to take a break.
We have to think about this.
That's right. We do.
Deliberate.
Court will recess for 9 minutes.
We have to think long and hard. That's for our gay fans out there. Long and hard we have to think about this.
Yeah.
If the gays with 36 are going to win, or, you know, when we come back, we'll take another couple,
right?
And maybe they can get more than 36.
You never know. Or maybe they can play the game more without so much suspicion. The suspicion that was created by Vinny and Tricia.
The gay suspicion. No, it actually started as straight suspicion.
It was straight suspicion. The gay thing has nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, we were more encouraged.
And straight suspicion reminds me, SS, when somebody called us the other day. Not your SS. SS about baseball means split...
Split squad.
We should have known that.
Somebody, thanks to the people that sent that to the website.
Correct. It's on our website. Dot and Mike website. Dot... keep calling.
For that person that told us what SS was?
Yes.
Might want to go to the store and buy something.
That's none of your business. The leader is right now, Andrew and Jens.
Yeah.
It's tainted.
No.
At 38.
Yeah, we're a little suspicious.
And in second place, it's Melanie and Rick, right? How many is it?
Nine.
They
have nine.
They have nine. We'll play one more round. that's none of your business. Right after.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ball.
Your boys down at the bank, they're going to be a little late.
The Don and Mike Show.
You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
A couple days ago, you said happy birthday to a friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember the guy's name, but it was happy
birthday. Brian Navarro.
Say happy birthday to a friend of mine today. Bruce Willis.
Thank you.
That's all I want to say.
Attention.
How old do you think he is, Bruce Willis?
Older than Brian Navarro.
How old do you think he is, really?
50.
Winner!
Oh.
Right on the head.
50.
Really?
Yeah, Bruce Willis 50 today.
Man. This is why it's on the Today Show.
Yeah, he has a shaved head.
That's why he looks good for 50.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he looks good because he has a shaved head.
You think so?
No.
I think all men look good with a shaved head.
Me too.
Horse hockey. Let's get back to that's none of your business.
It's none of your business.
Let's try one more couple. Now, you want to do a wife calling a husband or a husband calling a wife?
Husband calling a wife.
All right. Husband calling a wife. Here is David. Hey. Hi, David.
Hello. Hey, guys.
David, let's see. Your wife, Jennifer, is she at work or at home? What's her deal?
She lives at home.
She lives at home?
She is at home.
Oh, she is at home.
And does she listen to the show?
No, sir.
And she's not listening today, and you haven't called her or prepped her on this?
Not at all. I haven't talked to her at all today.
You're telling us the truth?
Yes, sir.
So we have trouble with people lying today.
I hear that.
We don't know if the gay guys were lying or not. They got 38.
There was Andrew and Jens.
There was one couple that really was lying to us.
Vinny and Trisha. Yeah,
and then there was the other couple that were
Melanie and Rick.
Weren't lying.
Right.
You got the number, Robbie?
Yeah, shall we call?
Yeah. Please. Let's do. We're running out of time here, for God's sakes.
Jack Bauer.
We're running out of time.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. What's that website? God, I wish I remember the name of the website. It's a funny website. We'll have a link up on our website, donandmikewebsite.com, that has... it's not one of those what really happened on 24, but they're wondering, like, for instance, when does Jack Bauer eat? at one point during the episode, do you think Jack Bauer is going to go, I would kill for a cheeseburger. Listen, before I go into the sporting goods store, I must use the bathroom.
I know he does that during commercial breaks.
Have any luck, Rob?
Jennifer's not there.
Well, Jennifer's not home, David.
Bye.
But he was honest.
Here is Steve.
Hey, guys.
Steve?
Hello, guys.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Nice.
What's wrong with him, Mike?
I don't know. Yes, got a hunch.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
Where's your wife at?
By now she's probably home. I gave Joe both numbers, the cell phone and home. But
all right, do you think this guy's lying, Mike?
I don't know yet. Steve?
Yes, sir.
You've heard the cheaters, haven't you?
Yes.
The cheaters.
Steve, you're not doing the same thing, are you?
Cheaters.
No, sir.
We're joined tonight by the cheaters.
Your wife listened to the show?
No, sir.
They called the Don and Mike show and cheat on the contest.
Where are you calling from, Steve?
Aaron.
Right now, I'm on the way.
No, Steve, what area of the country?
Dan Brown, tonight.
Manassas, Virginia.
Tonight on Newsnight. Why do people call the Don and Mike show and cheat on that contest?
What's your wife's name, Steve?
Amber.
Amber.
Do you believe in Mike?
Why doesn't she listen, Steve, to the show?
She thinks that I'm immature and you guys too.
Okay, that's plausible. And she's like on her way somewhere. Have you been together or what?
No, she leaves work at 5, but by now she's probably home.
She's not home.
She's not home.
She's not.
Oh, get out of here. Never mind. I'm going to go to someone else. Angelo. God damn, this guy's been waiting a long time. Angelo. Let's see. Angelo. This isn't Angelo Pagan, is it?
No.
Married to fat actress Leah Remini?
Yeah. That's the dress size question.
What, Angelo?
Not me.
Angelo.
Pick up, Angelo. Don't have us on a speaker.
Too impersonal.
It's not that it bothers me or Mike or Buzz.
Okay,
it bothers the Michael Jackson judge.
Maybe I'm not so inclined.
See?
Right, see?
That makes him grumpy.
Okay, you there?
Yes.
Angelo?
Oh, this is the way it's going to be.
All right.
Pick up the phone. No speakerphones.
I just picked up.
Don't you have something to do?
Oh, trouble. Angelo's totally goofing on us right here.
No, I wouldn't goof on it.
Yeah, you would, Angelo. You hump.
Hold on. I wouldn't make it a habit, Paul.
Rob's got the woman on the phone.
Angelo, what's the deal with your phone? Why does it sound so bad?
I'm a UPS driver. I'm in a UPS truck.
Oh, the truck echoes metal. I mean, the UPS truck where they aren't allowed to have radios?
Are we allowed to have radios?
Hold on, Judge.
I thought that's what it was.
Mike, was that a bluff on your part, like with Hollywood Squares, or do you know that UPS guys
didn't
can't have
radios? Didn't
somebody
during this game just say they're not allowed to have radios?
They said they didn't have one.
No, here's the thing. Oh. I know that UPS guys have radios because I know that my UPS guy listens to our show.
What's Angelo's wife's name?
Lucky. I'm sorry. Well, synonymous. Caring. Hey, your wife's name, Lucky.
All right. Caring.
Angelo, just hold on and don't say anything.
Okay.
Okay. Beautiful. I'll just leave his line on hold. Mm-hmm. Here's lovely Lady Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hi. Carrie, would there be a chance in hell that you could pick up?
Yeah, well, our headset's dead. You can call me on my cell phone.
Well, we ain't going in looking guilty.
What? No, no. My headset's got, my handset got wet and it doesn't work anymore. So
I have a little fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
That's right.
Okay, well.
Got wet.
Good luck with that. Okay, Angelo?
Angelo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Farther Stolen and farther speaker. Away.
Oh.
Disqualified due to bad cell phone technology.
Here is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Benjamin. Just dial it up, Robbie.
Okay, Ben, what's your wife's name?
Elaine, Mike. I think it's Elaine, right?
It's Elaine.
Come on, everybody. Yeah, oh, that's Eileen. I was going to say, come on, Eileen.
Ben, you're
come
not
on,
cheating,
Elaine.
Are you?
No.
You promise?
Promise.
You have less than a Boy Scout sound to your voice.
Ben.
Ben.
What say you, Ben?
Ben!
Just sitting in traffic.
Yeah. No, I guarantee you he's scamming us.
I think it's possible he's just stupid.
Yeah.
Well, those are the people that scam us. Right? Okay.
I mean, Vinny and Trisha were morons.
Two-part question. Are you stupid?
No.
Are you scamming us?
No.
Does Elaine, where is Elaine? Is she at home?
She should be at home.
She's not at home!
Well, I'd say sorry to put you through that, but you called us.
That dumbass amateur.
Here is Jason. Boy, yeah. That judge has got a lot to say.
He does.
Michael Jackson judge.
He certainly does.
Hi, Jason.
How are you doing, Don?
We're doing okay.
Good.
Jason, your wife's name is?
Well, fiance. We'll be married in 2 months. Nadia.
We accept Nadia, a fiance?
Yeah. Sure, sure, we take a fiance. All right. Sure. Works the same with her.
Now, Nadia hasn't been listening to the show?
If she's listening to talk radio without me in the car, it's a miracle.
Okay, and you haven't briefed her on anything?
No.
And thank you for referring to us as talk radio instead of that bawdy shock radio.
Yes, bawdy.
Talk. You're on Talk 106.7.
Bawdy 106.
Hot talk. Okay, hold on
There's
a second,
the gentle
please.
Sounds of Rob in the background as he's coaxing young Nadia.
All right, Jason's on.
Onto our airwaves.
Uh-huh. Can we put your voice on the air?
Here we go. That's none of your business.
All right, hang on, and you'll be on the air.
Sweeping the nation.
Here we go.
All right, now this one feels good. Feels good.
You got it, Robbie?
Yes, good.
Okay, let's play. That's none of your business.
That's none of your business.
Here's Nadia. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Nadia, hi, it's Don and Mike, and we have your fiancé, Jason, on the other line, and we're obviously going to play a radio game with you, if that's okay. We just would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
Let's start with Nadia. What is your full legal name?
What is my what now?
Okay, you can't answer a question with a question. You
I'm
listen
sorry,
carefully.
I didn't understand you.
Yes, what is, Nadia, part of this game is going to be you have to listen very carefully.
What is your full legal name?
Nadia Rose Abid.
Thank you. What is your current weight?
What is my current?
Please do not answer a question with a question, Nadia.
Okay.
What is your weight?
My weight.
Weight. Pounds.
125 pounds.
What is your age?
My age? 23.
She gets one more free pass. Mm-hmm. If she asks again, she'll be disqualified.
All right.
What is your bra size?
34B.
How much does your husband make a year?
30,000.
How much do you make a year?
40,000.
What is your rent?
1,089.
Where's the trip we're giving away?
What is the trip? I don't know.
Have you ever used an illegal substance?
Yes.
What was it?
Marijuana.
That's not Buzz, that's Rob clapping.
Interesting.
When's the last time you had sex?
About 2 weeks ago.
Who was it with?
With my fiance.
How far did you get with him on your first date? Or how far did he get with you?
On our first date?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss.
Just kiss? What's his most disgusting personal habit?
Picking his toes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is that disgusting?
It just is.
Have you ever?
The dead skin off of his toe is kind of nasty.
Have you ever eaten a booger?
I don't think so.
Do you find breastfeeding to be slightly erotic?
I've never breastfed, but no.
Which family member of his family are you most attracted to?
Am I most
In his family.
His family.
Scratch that. What's his biggest physical flaw? That's an easier question. What's wrong with Jason? Hello? Physically?
I'm thinking.
What's wrong with him physically?
He might be very slightly overweight.
Who do you continue to socialize with that you don't really like?
Hello?
An old manager from work from what? Last year.
Name, please.
First name?
Lee.
How much does Jason weigh?
I couldn't hear you.
How much does Jason weigh?
Probably about 235 pounds.
How much weight would you like him to lose?
Maybe 10, 15 pounds.
At what weight would you find him sexy?
I find him sexy at 235 pounds.
Name of the show?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Name of this show?
Donna Mike Show.
Have you ever killed anything?
No, I have not.
What makes Jason cry?
What makes him cry? The thought of his dog dying.
What's the one thing that he could do that would make him make you divorce him?
What would he have to do to make me divorce him?
Yeah. Right.
Cheat on me?
Have you cheated on him?
No, I haven't.
What's the closest you've gotten to a divorce?
I've never been married, so.
You ever
breaking
see,
up.
You ever see your mom and... Oh, that's right, they're just engaged. You ever see your mom and dad having sex?
3 days ago.
What time was it?
In the morning.
Where was it?
In the bed.
What bed?
My bed.
What gets you going when you're alone?
Just fantasies, I guess.
Fantasies about who?
Other people?
Name a man besides Jason you fantasize about.
Nobody I know. Usually just random people.
Well, name a random person that you fantasize about.
I don't really know any names. I'm sorry.
So you're not going to answer that question?
No.
Yeah. How many buzz?
37.
Oh. Not as many as the homos.
No, they had 36. So actually...
Oh! More than a homo. Wow. What's your most... Well, no, never mind. She's already gone through
37, but 37. She answered 37 right. questions.
So is she the winner then?
They're the winners.
They're the winners?
Yes.
Okay. Jason?
Yes.
Jason, Nadia was unflinching.
Unflappable.
Well, you know, I felt good to be sexy at 235.
Nadia, why did you answer so many intimate questions so honestly, like with salary and such?
I figured he would have wanted me to if it was for a prize.
I believe it. That is a credible answer.
Yep, it's valid. Congratulations. Let's see. Jason. Oh, listen to this now. You and Nadia.
This is so awesome. I love you.
I believe this.
Are you talking to us or to her?
He's talking to us.
All of you.
Thank you.
You kill me.
You have won a trip to Los Angeles. Round trip airfare for two to L.A.
I love you guys.
Hotel 3 days and two nights. And a chance to visit the set of The Shield.
Yes?
Yeah. You know, take with that the grain of salt that we're throwing with it. The Shield is back at the season. Emmy Award winner Glenn Close joins the cast of TV's most intense cop drama. Tune into The Shield season premiere. That's tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on FX. Thank you both for playing.
That's none of your business. That's none of your business. The Markinson Bill Burger.
Hold on, just a
card sharks.
Just
next.
A second. Now, let's see. Who did we have who played the game?
Andrew and Jens.
Yes. Andrew and, oh, yeah. Hey, Andrew and Jens?
Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry you didn't win. You got beat by one. But we do have for you, The Shield. Here you go. Enjoy the Shield Season 3 on DVD. That's courtesy of FX. And you also get the iPod Shuffle. So you can... Oh, is that your phone?
No, that's my pager. I have two.
Who's paging you?
Yes.
Pro- pro-
probably my work, because I've been sitting in the car talking to you all instead of going back to work.
Well, you like season 3 of The Shield. It's the gay season on DVD. And you've got the iPod Shuffle, where you can download Right Said Fred up to 120 times and never, ever hear that song the same way. Well, thank you for listening, Andrew.
Thank you, Radio Gods.
Thank you. Sorry that we doubted you, Andrew.
Well, it's okay. Thank you anyway.
Sorry about
thank
that, you. Andrew. Good luck. Always use the shield.
Holds 100.
Oh, Buzz, I love your voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, we're going to have to hear that again today. About
as my Mexican friend said.
What?
I don't know.
And we had
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
All right, Judge Melville. We had Melanie and Rick also.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. And here is Melanie. Melanie?
I had mine.
Melanie?
Melanie? She may have given up.
Melanie?
Maybe just quit.
Quit her. The line's open.
She knew she was dusted.
Hello, Melanie?
Melanie, are you there? Or Rick?
3, 2, gone.
No consolation prize.
All right, no prize. Well, that's how we play.
That's none of your business.
We have got a break. Rob, that's too funny. We'll give Melanie a brand new pair of roller skates. I got a brand new pair.
And he's the youngest one in the room.
You got a brand new key.
Oh,
that's
good.
A great song.
I have that song. I do. That song can't suck enough. We got a break. I'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I do remember the first time I heard the sweetest voice in the wide world.
Miss Daddy. Miss.
From that day on, we was always together.
Hey, in the way.
He was like peas and carrots.
I feel sorry. Everything don't go away in time, Phyllis.
She was my most special friend.
And they called me. Nell and May, yes, Nell and May.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
My only friend.
The Don and Mike Show. They love wigs and the women who wear them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
I rode my bicycle past your window.
That's for Melanie, who just played our game, and also I know Charlie loves this song. He does.
He loves favorites.
Bring it in. It's time for the Charlie interview.
Okay.
Let me introduce the Charlie music. I know you love this so much. Hey, Charlie.
I love this. This is about to go against the skate.
Okay, Charlie?
No.
Yeah,
so
well.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new whatever.
Hey, Charlie.
I'm here for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is 2 days away.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm rocking and rolling. Everything's great. Hi, Rob.
You ready for the Charlie interview?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
What are you eating, Buzz?
I was just swallowing my beverage.
You weren't swallowing your own spit, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Well, that's bad. I do that all the time.
Yeah. You ready for the Charlie interview?
Yes, I am, Don.
Now, here's the deal. We are running a little behind.
Pretzels!
Yeah. Running a little behind today.
Oh, man.
We can only give you 2 minutes for the actual interview, Charlie. Oh, he's having a bush now. He's having a bush moment. Charlie?
Damn it!
Charlie, why is that in the language?
I'm all right now, Don.
Chew carefully.
Wow, I almost choked.
Yeah, don't do that.
Everybody's Irish.
That's right.
Here's the deal. For the next 2 minutes,
all right.
This show, this station, belongs to Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie interview.
Charlie interview, and here's what we got for you today, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
The world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade route.
I love parades.
This is from where? Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Ah.
Old Mr. Spiewak said that's where people that are dumb live.
98 feet. That's how long the parade route is.
That's short.
And it'll have George Wendt from Cheers in it.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Norm!
Now, the guy's ready for the call.
All right.
So, Charlie, it's...
His name is Steve Harrison.
And as soon as you get him on and... start the interview. Give you 2 big minutes on the Charlie clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Find out all about...
I saw Mr. O'Meara in a parade. He's fat.
No, Charlie.
Did you see Travis, the guy from American Idol?
Yeah, the TV guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Was he in the parade with Mike?
Yes. Mr. O'Meara,
Mr. O'Mara's a whore.
Charlie. Hello? Don't cry.
No.
Don't cry. Didn't we? Why did we get the guy's answering machine?
I spoke to him 8 minutes ago. Try to dial one more time.
Okay.
One more time. That was a parade. I hope we get him. I don't want to have that happen again.
No, I know you know.
That happens all the time, Rob.
I know.
Not all the time.
I don't want it to happen again. Mr. O'Mara was with Travis in a parade. Travis Tucker.
Hello, Steve?
Yes.
Please stand by for Charlie.
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Steve Harrison?
Yes.
Hi. My name's Charlie Stuang-Stabilak, and this is the Charlie interview. You ready?
I'm ready.
We're talking with Steve Harrison, and he's the director of the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Charlie, how are you today?
I'm fine. Tell me everything, if you will. Tell me everything you're going to have in your parade. I want to ask questions about the different things. You're going to have the world's tallest living leprechaun?
Yeah, it's the first
ever. Is he green?
Yeah, we got.
Is he all green?
Yeah, they're all.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, yes, I can hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, well, we've got the International Irish Order of the Elvi, which is
what's that?
Elvis impersonators in green.
Are they all going to be green?
They're all going to be dressed in green.
You mean they're going to be dressed like Elvis and they're going to be green?
And they're supposed to be all green.
Oh, that's great. What else do you have?
Order of the Irish Elvi.
What do you have? What else do you have in the parade? Because it's really short.
Irish Wolfhound Club. There'll be all those Irish Wolfhounds will be marching.
What are they?
That's a dog, the world's tallest breed of dog that's from Ireland. They're all tall.
They're big dogs. Are they green?
No, they're not green.
Why not?
I don't know. We'll have a 9-foot tall St. Patrick on stilts driving the snakes out of Ireland.
How come the dogs are. You said the dogs are from Ireland?
They're Irish Wolfhounds.
But they're from Ireland, they're supposed to be green.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're cream and black, last I looked.
Well, that's not right, because it's the St. Patrick's Day parade.
That's right. We're going to have green fireworks, though, when it's over.
Really? Wow! You're going to have green fireworks?
All green fireworks.
All green? Oh, that's great. What else you got?
Charlie.
I'm really sorry, Steve. Our time is up. But thanks for telling us about everything in your short parade. Are you going to be green?
Yes, I am. Thanks for calling, Charlie.
Steve, let me tell you something, okay, real quick? Are you there?
Yes.
Steve. Okay, listen up, okay? Steve?
Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, on St. Patrick's Day, what I do is I paint my face green, and I wear green clothes all day long.
You're crazy, Charlie.
I'm green from head to toe. Even my hair is green. Isn't that great?
Well, that's great. Well, come see us in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
It's too far, Steve. I live in Washington.
Hey, they pay you big bucks at that station, don't they?
Yeah, they pay me lots of money. They do all sorts of stuff. I do interviews. And I talk to people that come in the lobby, and I do stuff around the station, too, to help the engineer, and I help our janitor, Ben.
Well, great. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day.
You've done
well. Good. I really enjoyed this interview. Can you say one thing before you get off the phone?
Yes.
Can you say, happy St. Patrick's Day, and I love you, Charlie?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, and I love you, Charlie.
I love you too, Steve.
You're a bad
Welcome
Charlie.
To this book. Aaron, go bra. I said bra. Steve, it's been a real pleasure.
And thanks for calling.
Hold on a moment, please,
Thank
Steve.
You so much.
Hold on, please, Steve.
They don't have enough green in that parade.
Hold on, Charlie.
But they have green Elvis.
But the dogs, how come the dogs aren't green?
Let's get the update from Robbie.
Might
Robbie checks.
Mike, make him sick. Steve?
Oh,
Charlie, it's okay. You got to interview him.
Oh, I did. That's right.
All's well.
Green milkshakes at McDonald's. Shamrock shakes.
Yeah, the
that's
stuff.
The best.
Oh, hold on.
It's the only food store that sells the right thing. Shamrock shakes.
In a world where only a radio
green is green.
Strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news
to his people. But he made it up. He didn't make it up.
Thanks for joining us on the show. Charlie had a good time.
Rob's finally making the follow-up call.
Good.
Here.
You got it. And Charlie had a good time, so thank you. We'd like to have you on next year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Charlie says
thank you, Steve.
He enjoyed it.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless, and good luck with George Wendt.
I love you.
Oh, good. Do you have to buy him dinner? Okay, you'll want to expense that.
That's a fat joke.
Okay, bye then.
Fat joke from Rob.
Well, how did it go?
He says call us next year. He liked it.
Good.
Good, Rob. Good, Rob. Don't you think it's going better since we look alike now? Absolutely.
Buzz,
yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story? And Charlie, welcome to the news.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie. How
What's
you doing?
Your lead story, Buzz?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Charlie.
Tonight,
today, has the accuser himself squirreled the Michael Jackson case?
Oh!
What's that about, Charlie?
I don't know.
Remember when I told you about Michael Jackson? Remember how they used to take your temperature?
Bad touch.
Puts his hand there.
Yes.
Puts his hand on the thing.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie?
Don't put your hand on the thing.
What is the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
The taste!
The taste! Good boy. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Charlie.
Sodomy is bad.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It, of course, is.
Someone called for Dr.
Dr. Dove's clinic assessed that. Pat and Mr. Max, and retailers everywhere. Triple A Tri VMAX. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, for the Michael Jackson jury, the last two working days were maybe the most important in the trial.
Can't be that hungry.
Jackson's
just showing off.
Jackson's accuser's been on the witness stand, questioned by both the prosecutor and Jacko's lawyer.
You've got so many tapes of Michael Jackson's judge.
It's amazing.
We're judge very lucky. Melville.
Who's the best?
You're the judge.
You're the man, Judge.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
It was go time for convincing the jury that the charges are true, and by most accounts, that didn't happen.
I apologize for my language.
The accuracy and honesty of everything the boy alleges has easily been called into question. And that's not because of a tough cross-examination by Jackson's lawyer.
Captain Kangaroo?
It's because of the boy's apparent attitude on the stand. Argumentative, evasive, mumbly, and wisecracking. As one reporter put it, more like a punk than a crime victim. Worst of all, the boy admitted he'd told a school official that Jackson had not molested him. He says he told the dean this during a conference about a discipline matter.
Dean Wormer, Dean Jones.
One of those. He says he told the dean that Jackson is innocent because the official insisted he tell the truth.
How does it taste?
Boy also seemed unclear yesterday about when the molestation had supposedly occurred.
Do you know what I'm wondering
when
I'm reading
reasonable
about,
doubt?
I'm reading about this trial and I'm saying to myself, you've got the mother, the brother.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, if you're going to prove this case, where are the other
accusers.
Witnesses or people that are going to...
Who are crying, pipsqueaking ass.
I'm sorry, Joe.
He's just asking questions.
I didn't mean to get out of line. I was just asking some questions.
Simply asking questions. Now, today on the stand, the boy said the reason he told the dean that Jackson had not molested him is because a rumor was going around school that he'd been raped by Michael Jackson, and he wanted to quell that rumor, and he thought the best way to do that was to tell the dean that it didn't happen.
Did the dean give him any peanuts?
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
I don't think so. In other Jacko trial news, it appears Jay Leno will be called as a witness by Jackson's lawyers.
Yeah.
Jay, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't know. They might.
Yeah.
I wore PJ. Yeah. Maybe I on a Tonight Show. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I saw when you were coming in. It was a funny bit, Jay.
Yeah, hey,
funny.
Hey, Stuttering John.
How's
hey.
Kevin Eubanks doing?
Kevin Eubanks?
Yeah, is he still high?
Yeah, he's high. High as a kite, Mike.
What do you think about this trial, Jay?
Oh, wow, this funny stuff, man. Wow, hey, I got a bunch of cars, Mike. See my cars. You're a Red Sox fan, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
From Boston, yeah.
I understand,
yeah.
Jay Leno, everyone.
Yeah, hey, Leno's a fag.
Leno's on a roll right now.
Yeah, I'm hot.
And Leno says he was approached.
So's his impression.
I agree. Leno says he was approached by the young man and his family for money at one point. Leno later alerted the police about a possible shakedown scam.
What do you think? Quarters come out of my chin?
And
get away from me, a little ass.
Other news, today there are charges...
I read that today, which is amazing because that's why
he was
called as a witness.
Put on the list.
Right. Not because he's some character with
he
different
could,
J.
No. He actually could
he got,
end
he
up...
He got extorted by these people, too.
Yes.
Or attempted, he believes.
And he, in a way, could end up saving Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Wouldn't
yeah.
that be something?
How about that?
The funniest joke of all.
He seems innocent to me.
And today, there are charges that Court TV is in bed with the prosecution. Court TV reporter Diane Ooh. Diamond gave evidence to the officials going after Jackson by turning over a pair of Jacko's soiled underpants.
Hey. That were, dirty diamond.
Were found in a New Jersey storage facility with a lot of Jackson family memorabilia. Yes, memories are made of this. Soiled underpants.
There's always somebody looking for some.
And here's your Court TV.
Who else have you blabbed to?
Well, I'm, wow. I hope everyone's listening.
What did you say?
I said I hope everyone's listening.
Say that again.
I'm not going to do that.
Listen, don't cuss.
I didn't cuss. The state with the most people, California, is on the verge of a nasty court fight that may or may not allow for gay marriage. A superior court judge in San Francisco paved the way for this yesterday. He ruled that although we haven't given gays marriage licenses in the past, it's unjustifiable discrimination. But the ruling won't take effect for 60 days, which means those who object have time to appeal. And they will. Loudly. One conservative lawyer says the judge has thrown gasoline on the fire because the judge also ruled, and I quote, one does not have to be married to procreate, nor does one have to procreate to be married.
Are you listening? Jens?
Yeah.
Is that the guy's name? From
Andrew and Jens. Governor Schwarzenegger says he does not believe in gay marriage, but will uphold whatever the courts decide.
Very nice. I don't believe in it, but the thing is, and the stuff and the thing.
Right.
The thing. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
You are a lot of trouble.
Hi, Judge Melville.
Now, what the Vatican is virtually saying is that we may never see the Pope in person again. Ever. They say the video thing is working out so well, the pontiff delivering his blessings on TV, that may be the only glimpse we get of him.
Merry Christmas!
Keep him alive forever.
Raises the question, will we really know when he's dead? With the new and improved Pope on video, is it a live broadcast or a DVD?
Pope on video.
Quoting one of the pontiff's doctors, enough thinking about audiences, I advise him to rest and speak as little as possible. Another papal practitioner says, quote, the Pope must be kept away from germs. I would have preferred he'd stayed in the hospital a week or two more.
So they could put the Pope in their Hall of Presidents.
Yes.
Because down there you see Abe Lincoln, that old, you know, that
Welcome
old...
Welcome to the House of Wine.
Animatronic, right. That jive robot thing they got going.
Thank you, Your Holiness. And the United Auto Workers of Detroit support our troops, just not the ones who drive foreign cars or support the president. The UAW has been letting Marines from a nearby base park in their lot, but now... There are restrictions. No foreign-made cars and no Bush stickers. The union calls Bush the most anti-worker, anti-union president since the 1920s.
You think?
The commanding officer of the nearby base is understanding about this, quoting him, you either support the Marines or you don't. I'm telling my Marines they're no longer parking there. A uniter, not a divider. Oh, and by the way, the union has come back now and said all Marines are welcome to park in its lot. The Marines say they will not park there.
I'm not going to park here.
Yeah, Jay, you're not going to park your cars, your hundreds of cars there.
Yeah.
Jay, you don't live in Detroit.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
Is it
Detroit or somewhere
yeah,
else?
In the Detroit area.
What are you in your locker, private pile?
What are Marines doing in Detroit?
Yeah, Jelly Donut.
There's a base there nearby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, private pile.
It's in case of the Canadians invade.
I just found out you're on law and order. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jay Leno, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Diamond. Yeah.
Now, during last year's presidential campaign, there were about three times more negative stories about Bush than there were about Kerry.
Winner!
This is from the respected Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. The study included TV, newspapers, cable shows, and websites. Of the stories about Bush, 30% were negative, 20% were positive. The rest were neutral. For Kerry, 12% were negative.
What were the positive?
30% were positive.
What were the positive? I mean, what is it like, good evening, I'm Peter Jennings, you know? He's really not totally an ass.
I'm Peter Jennings. He's funny. So this study apparently means that all news media is biased or that the president does a lot of bad stuff. The stories on PBS, NBC, ABC, and CBS tended to be negative about the president. Stories on Fox News tended to be positive. Shocker.
I'm watching Steve Doocy this morning on the Fox Morning Show. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Doocy, line tower.
And they were having the same story and saying, you know, in this study, look at the Fox News Channel came out the worst. That we criticized the president the least and everybody else criticized
him. The most positive story.
But how could it be that he won with all the great liberal media that was running him down? And we here at Fox News with our tiny little niche audience just telling what they were doing, in essence, like getting the ratings out and having a private party with them.
Yeah, right? Screw them.
Or not the ratings, but whatever this jargon is that you have. What they're saying is, yeah, we supported the president. Everybody else in the world did not.
Yeah, everybody's out of touch.
Yet,
we're the only ones that really reflect the true feelings of the American
people. He still managed to win, even though ABC, NBC, CBS, every night were running nonstop ads against him. Somehow he won.
Remember, take your credit, Fox. You know, your propaganda machine did work. Remember, the man raving on the corner is sane. Everyone else is crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're crazy.
When we come back, 24-style scare about Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where's your cinnamon stick?
Hello, Baloo. I'm so glad I will be on next week. We'll be right
this is the Don and Mike Show. God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
God loves us. Tomorrow on the show, giving away another trip to L.A. I think it's for the WWE out there.
Wow.
And then Thursday, it's the Delta Flyaway Day. Mm-hmm. Delta.com are giving away a trip to Florida, I think. Either Tampa Bay or Miami again. Anyway, great trips every day this weekend. Out here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Homeland insecurity, illegal aliens have been working in one of our nuclear power plants. Illegal aliens with phony social security cards inside the crystal.
You mean like ALF, or do you mean like the guys that cut my grass?
The latter probably more than the former.
Because ALF is a funny alien.
Yeah, you're lovable, really. Yeah, except for that part.
Melmac.
That's right. Inside his friend Willie. That's right. His human friend, Willie
Tanner.
Well, they found these aliens inside the Crystal River nuclear plant in Citrus County, Florida, as paint contractors.
Take me to your leader.
Florida Congresswoman is now calling for better security, instilling confidence in us all. She said, and I quote, "In today's world, the terrorists are just itching to get at us."
God.
Take me to your leader.
Uh-huh. Come on now.
Hello. Where is George Lopez?
Ah, I see about your blues. Hey, my ratings have gone up in 3 days.
In sports, wait till you smell these balls.
Okay.
Over half the folks in the Pro Bowlers Association used scented balls on tour last year, including four-time champion Ryan Schaefer. Schaefer says his licorice-scented ball distracted an opponent, leading him to victory. You can also get balls that smell like citrus and green apple.
Well, you know, if you use the balls that they have at the alley, I'll tell you what they smell like.
Not any of these things.
They smell like balls.
Not black cherry, not chocolate, lemonade, plum, blueberry, grape, banana, cinnamon, orange, amaretto, and cherry.
They just smell like balls.
So
have you never smelled balls before?
A sport that used to smell like sweaty socks has now gone all aromatherapy.
Yay.
Mine smells like brie.
Yum, yum.
And finally, in Jackson County, Missouri, John Shropshire returned home and noticed his neighbor.
Hey, good job with that name. I don't know what the story's about, but good job with the pronunciation of that name.
Shropshire?
Yeah.
Shropshire. Yeah, well, he came home, saw his neighbor standing outside, naked, using his hose to put out a fire in John's garden. It was not enough to put out the fire that ultimately did $100,000 damage.
How many things of Evian would you need to put out?
By the way, the naked neighbor was using his garden hose, and shame on you for thinking anything else.
Uh-oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Okay. It's a lot of fun.
Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Go!
He was kidding there.
Yeah.
Oh. That's it. We've got to go.
Yep.
Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Ron and Fez are coming up next on Top Tracks XM 46. They're not?
Gary Williams
coming up next on XM blah, 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 blah. Why is this guy still got a stupid show? The team just got knocked out of the NCAA.
We want to hear why. Don't shortchange the NIT.
Okay. There you go, nitpicking again, Mike. NIT. We got to go. Ron and Fez are on at some point. Check your XM guide. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode, and I said good day to you, and I said good day to you,
sir.
Good day to you and you.
I have a question.
What?
Are you looking forward to the OC?
Do you know it?
I do.
Okay.
I know that one. Yeah. Don't you, Mike?
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr.
You're talking to yourself.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having a nice audience if you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Because by the time Mike gets to his car, he'll have heard himself say goodnight to himself.
And he'll hear us say, drive carefully.
That's crazy. Yeah. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the Don and Mike Show.